Don and Mike Building. 106.7 WJFK.
That's us, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I'm sweet, I'm cute, I'm adorable. I want this more than a whole bag of gummy bears.
Oh, come on now. You can't judge if you haven't seen her.
Wasted on me.
I know it is.
Wasted on me.
And I appreciate you playing that for those of us that enjoyed her on the show last night.
How'd those boogers taste last night, people?
We're booger eaters now?
Yep.
They were. You know what? They were particularly good again last night. 2 hours of quality entertainment.
Yeah. I don't know.
It doesn't let you down.
I don't know.
Especially the Michael Jackson guy.
Oh, there was a Michael Jackson guy. Yeah. Wow. Did Simon have some cutting remarks for him?
Yes.
Ooh.
Right.
And we missed it.
He was white.
And Simon was on top of his game, I'm guessing?
No, not particularly. I think it was more...
Are you kidding? The reviews I read today said that he actually said to a...
It was Paula
Fat Dancy. Woman, fat woman in a green top that she looked like the Incredible Hulk's wife.
There was a guy.
A feminine guy, though.
A feminine guy. My favorite line was Simon saying that one guy looked like Sylvester Stallone's less talented sister.
That was a good guy, that singer.
Yeah, that's a good
and
singer.
I also enjoyed when he asked the guy in the tuxedo for a cup of coffee.
And very heart-wrenching stories about people that moved on to Hollywood and their tale of woe.
When they do those stories before they audition, it sort of takes the excitement out of it, doesn't it?
Well, I think those are stories that are made to look like they do it before the audition, but they do it after the audition.
Oh, okay. Oh. Sad.
I'd like to find out how they do that.
47 foster homes, Don, this one girl was in.
What?
I'm sorry?
Now, Rob.
Come again?
Rob, you're talking about it, but you're not, you know, you're no. talking about it like you're mocking it as
no,
well.
No,
now, stand with me or
I
don't stand with me.
The program, but there is a flaw with the program.
No.
When they go to a girl that her father's in jail.
Don't you see how your mentor argues? Have you learned nothing?
Exactly.
Have you learned nothing all these years? It doesn't. It's the greatest. There is no flaw. You see, that's the way you compete against
I
him.
I love the flaw.
He will always win, but you compete.
No,
I've been
no,
doing it for 20 years.
Did I not try to pull you in last night?
Yes, he called me and said, please. He called me and said, please watch it.
Please, I
need to talk to you when the show is on. I mean, he just needed to chat about how great things are in the land of Rob's green Heineken or Beck's beer bottles.
Right. Everything is great about
it. I feel the same way when it starts. I feel as though here we go again, and then it just sucks me right in.
Sure. And again, I know I'm wrong.
And I ate so many boogers last night.
Even the great Tom Shales today. I opened up the Washington Post. What's the great Tom Shales write about?
Remember when I opened up the style section, I went, yes.
Yeah, Shales is writing that, listen, it's a phenomenon.
It is.
Let's just deal with it.
It's become part of the culture.
It's not my culture, Mike.
I know it's not.
It's a bad culture.
But there's nothing you can do to stop it.
It's a bad culture. It's like a bad pap smear.
You'll be back.
I probably will. But for now, let me just say.
But what Shales wrote also is that the losers are the real entertaining stars, not necessarily the winners.
Right. Let me just say that I'm glad that I don't know who this is.
I'm sweet, I'm cute, I'm adorable. I want this more than a whole bag of gummy bears.
She's gone.
Be proud.
She's gone.
I don't know who that is.
Denny Crane. She's completely gone, and you'll never hear from her again. That's what's great about it. You don't have to know who she is anymore. It's over. She is history.
Yeah, but she made such a mark that
They gave her some camera time.
Rob decided that was something that should be pulled and played today. You know, since I didn't watch it, he said, trust me, this chick was it.
She was creepy. Is what she was. Uh-huh. She was creepy. She was super creepy, especially when she asked Ryan Seacrest for a hug.
It would make it feel so much better if you gave me a hug.
You know when people ask in that little girly way,
mm-hmm.
baby talk? Watch out. Scare. Beware of baby talk.
But
beware of it from our listeners. Beware of it from our contestants.
And now she's gone.
God almighty, what a program, though.
I'm so over it. you know, maybe I'll be back. Maybe I'll be back.
You'll be back when they start
so over it.
Honing and refining as they cruise down to
it's on again tonight,
giving
right?
us the next is the it? Next incredible recording star.
Is it on again? Is it on again tonight?
Is it?
Yes, for an hour.
Well, tonight might be a night I actually miss it.
Oh, that's right. Tonight's the night that the diet gets put on hold.
Not the diet, but the drinking gets
The drinking diet.
Yeah.
Well, no, look at right there. Of course. I mean, even if I wasn't having this moment of clarity to see that American Idol is come on, please. I don't know what world I was living in when I had my life revolving around this stupid show.
You've grown.
You know, now tonight my life can revolve around the shows that really make sense. It's the hour-long combination of George Lopez and Freddie Prinze.
Now, that's viewing.
I can't imagine. Right? Well, so yeah. I guess American Idol, you're going to make the same excuse people do about this show? It's the only thing on?
No. I disagree, Mike. Who says the other networks are not programming?
What's up against it? Let's see.
NBC has Jamie Foxx singing, and CBS is running Still Standing and Yes, Dear.
Jesus.
Like, the other stations really might as well just run a test pattern tonight.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, they're incredible.
I enjoy a good yes, dear.
Good
you
yes,
know,
dear.
That Greg Garcia stole from you again last week.
How so?
In last week's episode, I will try to remember and get back to you. But I did witness it.
So you remember the fact that you were alerted to the fact?
I was stunned. I was so stunned. I made a note that there'd been thievery.
I like your little. Why did you put up your little thing?
I remember what it is. He said, "I put the tard in leotard." That was the line in the show. I put the tard. There's only one place that could have come from, and that's here.
Yeah.
When did he put that up in his window?
That thing that it's the CSI logo, and it says BSI,
Buzz Scene
Intelligence.
I have a friend who's a printer.
Why doesn't it say Buzz Scene Investigation?
It's for some company in San Diego.
You mean that is a company?
Yeah, BSI.
Mm-hmm.
Company in San Diego.
But it's really not Buzz Scene Intelligence.
I don't know anything about it.
Well, now, hold on a second.
You put it up in your window.
It looks just like the CSI logo. It has the thumbprint. It has the three letters that are like the computer print.
Right.
And then it says, obviously, somebody made that for you.
No, they made a million of them for some company in San Diego called BSI. So you can even see where I cut out of the bumper sticker the part that used to say San Diego.
Hold on, but
oh, so that was a legitimate company?
Yeah, it is. It is a legitimate company.
So Buzz Scene Intelligence is a company.
It's the name of the company in San Diego, whatever they
okay.
do.
Now I follow
it. Well, you could have given us that answer before when we asked the first time. Instead, you chose to say, I don't know.
Wasn't this more fun?
I'm sweet, I'm cute, I'm adorable. I want this more than a whole bag of gummy bears.
I didn't watch you, bitch.
Ah.
What do you think about that?
She had weird ears.
To quote somebody on this show recently, a caller. Last name, Power. First name, Will. Hi there. How are you doing?
So it's going to be really hard for you. Tonight is going to be hard for you if you're at home.
No. See, I've got it set, Mike. I've got it set. As long as PTI's on the air.
Right.
I've got the 8 to 9 hour set. Because I can have dinner and then watch PTI on TiVo.
Right.
And then I'm free of the demon.
TiVo frees you from the demon.
Then the demon Simon cannot get me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can stand here in front of you. Look at me.
The beast.
A whole man.
The beast that is American Idol.
A whole man.
That's right.
Telling you that I did not watch the show and that I will not be participating in the discussion of the show.
You don't even need to watch Pardon the Interruption.
But we have been watching it now. We're talking about watching it for 8 minutes.
You can watch it. You've got the stars. You get stars, don't you?
Stars? Are you kidding? Tonight, the entire cast of yesteryear is coming over.
Now, do you get stars the network, the TV network?
The one with the Z.
The movie network, because you can watch a great, probably the most underrated movie of last year.
Wow. Probably.
The Pacifier.
Oh, Vin Diesel.
With Vin Diesel.
Mike.
Yeah.
You know I own the DVD.
Oh, that's right. How silly of me. How silly of me.
Put it on any time.
What time will you be watching it? Because I'll try not to call when the duck is biting his ass.
You know, or you could go to the movie channel that really completely quits.
Flick?
No, the movie channel.
Oh, yeah.
So I Married an Axe Murderer. That, to me, is completely quitting.
What they did is they drove over to TNT and borrowed the tape. And they said, can we show this?
No. Listen,
you have no choices.
Now,
there's nothing
talking,
to watch.
If we're talking bad, we're talking if you're stuck with TNT, which means that it's going to be edited with commercials and it's Rush Hour 2.
Yeah.
And, God forbid, you're somewhere, like I was recently, I don't know, when we were on vacation, you're somewhere where, I know where I was on. I was on that ship with my kid on the cruise ship.
The SS Crosby.
And they get like five English TV channels. CNN, one of them is TNT.
Right.
And it was the weekend that they were running, I think, The Fast and the Furious, but they were running it on Saturday night, Sunday night, it was a Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
That's their big trick. They do that all the time.
So, like, anytime you go to the room, you go, I want to watch something that doesn't cost me $15 to rent Monster in Law with Jane Fonda, which I did not do. I went in and turned on and go, oh, my God. No, and here's another one. They Rush Hour 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bad enough to suffer through Rush Hour 1.
Talk about being trapped.
But Rush Hour 2.
What's on Turner Classic Movies tonight, Mike?
Let's see. TCM.
Silent?
Through it here. Always tough to find that one. TCM has The Bad News Bears.
Hey, there you go.
And the good one. The good one with Walter Matthau.
Listen, again.
His swearing is funny.
That is why TiVo is the greatest.
That's right.
Because I've always got as my backup.
Right.
I've still got the whole season of CSI Miami, which I haven't watched because it was on against football.
But American Idol is going to be in San Francisco tonight.
And I've got all of my season passes to Bernie Mac.
Oh, you're covered.
I watched the Bernie Mac last night.
Rob, I hope you watch it tonight because I'm not going to watch it tonight.
I will watch it and bring in tapes.
I watched the Bernie Mac last night, a new one. Well, new to me. I hadn't seen it. TiVo picked it up a long time ago. Because I love Bernie Mac. And that Bernie Mac show really makes me laugh out friggin' loud. I love everything about the show. The writing, the cast, the way that he treats his family, everything.
What night is that on?
It's on Friday night, I think.
Friday night.
So I'm watching it, and I'm really enjoying it. And then a commercial comes on as I'm getting set to, do the TiVo bong thing.
Right.
And it says, with Thanksgiving just around the corner.
Yes.
And for just a moment, I stopped and thought, why are they running a commercial for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
But then it took me a second to realize, hold on a second. This was TiVo, like in November.
Oh.
Okay, TiVo.
So you hold on to your stuff for that long and go back and enjoy it.
Oh, yes. You get a season pass, and then, you get caught in a pinch. You know,
right.
I've always got a Bernie Mac available.
I'm sure
I've always got a West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
I've always got some Law and Order standing by.
With TiVo or something like it, there's always quality to be had. There's always something good to watch.
I don't know why I don't use it like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. You skip the
commercials. I really don't use it where I don't,
American Idol ain't my bitch. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be there with her tonight.
Can you imagine the crazies they're going to have on that show tonight?
San Francisco, forget about them.
I bet that they have some queer themes.
Sure.
You know what I mean.
Of course, they're getting a little pressure on that.
That's the next big controversy for American Idol, that they got a guy.
You know, by your tone, I would think that you're thinking that that's fake.
They've got a guy that comes out who's dressed like Dorothy.
Uh-huh.
From the Wizard of Oz.
He's already been on.
Yeah, but him or someone else, a man obviously dressed as a woman.
Right.
They said something to him. I read newspapers, Mike.
Oh, no. You couldn't get that information from a newspaper. You've been looking in.
I have not been
you
looking in.
You have been looking in.
I have not
been. He reads the summary.
The Dorothy thing could not have been had in a newspaper.
The Dorothy thing only ran during football like 8,000 times.
I think I count that. If you're looking at the promos, that counts.
And the green thumb comes up.
If you're really going to abandon that show when the promo comes on, why would you be interested?
I'd look away or flip
the channel.
So you're saying when I'm watching the Seahawks game last
weekend. Cover your eyes.
What do I do when during the game, the blasphemy of this.
Right.
During the game.
Right.
The American Idol music comes on and the logo comes on and they don't even address it.
That doesn't affect me because I listen to Sonny, Sam, and Frank. Or Larry.
You know, it would be so much fun to discuss one element of AI.
What's that?
I like calling it AI.
Do you?
I like initials.
It's the fact that
Seacrest looks so ill.
Seacrest
looking sicklier than I've ever seen him.
Three initials for you. F-A-G. Okay, please.
I stand by that. I'm not, you know, I'm...
Stop it. Let's stop it now.
I'm enjoying it. That little girl that lives with her grandfather because her father's in prison.
Stops
and
here.
Her mother abandoned
Sorry.
Her when she was two.
I don't often pull rank.
Father's in jail.
I don't often try to pull rank.
Right.
Sorry. You've had 15 minutes to talk about the show.
You don't have keywords on your TiVo, Mike?
Keywords?
Yeah, like, for me, anytime the word Elvis is in a description, it records the program for me.
Can you, like, program it in there to
yeah,
have that happen?
Yeah, put in, like, any movie with adult situations. You could have it TiVo'd for you.
Oh, that little blonde girl, though.
Hey, hey, hey.
What? Now, what rule? Well, since when do we have rules?
We have not started the show yet. And, listen, I don't feel totally comfortable. I have a gut feeling that I'm right about this. And I have a gut feeling that maybe if America doesn't show me in the next month or so that they're tiring of this show,
yeah.
Maybe we can work it back in. But I just have a gut feeling. It's too. Here's the thing. And now I will be as honest as I can effing be.
Okay.
Swear on Frida's grave. Okay, so now this is real, just radio guy talking. Frankly, the show's been on 5 years. I don't know how smart...
Has it really been that long?
Yes. I don't know how smart...
I've never noticed it.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to tell you something really,
yes, yes,
really
go ahead,
profound.
Yes.
Well, not profound, but I think radio smart.
Good.
I would hate for people not to turn on the show on a Wednesday to think that they could miss it because they know that all we're going to be doing is faggot talking about how great American Idol was the night before.
Mm.
I'm weaning myself because I'm sick of it. But I realize everybody else still loves it. But I just wonder, now that I'm kind of on the other side of it, you know, Jesus Christ, if you watched it last night, you talk among yourselves.
What if we peppered the analysis?
Don't look at me in that tone of voice. I'm concerned about, Mike, what about the people who think for the next 4 months now they're going to get in their cars and they know at the beginning of the show on a Wednesday or a Thursday, all we're going to talk about is stupid American Idol.
Well, they could say the same thing about 24.
24, we don't talk about as much as American Idol. We have a brief 5, maybe 7 minute review. We talk about it. We J-O the show. We say it's great, and then we move on.
You know, can I counter your honesty with more honesty?
Sure, please.
I really don't. I'm trying to really muster this up. I'm trying to make this interesting. But, you know, if you put down an edict that said, don't watch the show,
oh, no. No, Mike, I would never try to oppose that. Thank you for offering it, though.
It wouldn't be that big. And I don't know, but see, when I watch
it... I had such power over you, friend.
If I'm sitting there saying, you know, hey, here it comes, it's coming on again, I don't know whether my lack of, like, real enthusiasm is due to your constant harping on the show each and every day or whether it's just happening by attrition. I think the former. I think the fact that you talk so negatively about American Idol every day, he's wearing
every
us
day.
All out.
Yeah, and I've been spending hours every day talking about it.
You're relentless.
Hours.
You're a pit bull.
Hours on
you're
this.
You get your teeth into something. You're not letting go.
I've been filibustering this since it came back.
You have.
Just taking up every moment of
available
show.
About it, when we talk about it.
And hours at home when you call.
I mean, listen to the way Rob's already talking about it.
No, I will still watch it. I will watch every.
But you're not watching it enthusiastically.
I will when he joins me.
Yeah, exactly. What if he doesn't?
No, he will.
That
what if the
scares
sun doesn't
me.
Come up tomorrow, Mike? What if what does that mean? The sun will come up and he will join us.
I'm sweet, I'm cute, I'm adorable. Yeah. I want this more than a whole bag of gummy bears.
And see, that's a suck. That's a suck tape from AI last night. There were so many more good things on there.
Like a bridge over troubled water.
Much better.
Gosh, I've never heard that before. Did the guy have a wacky outfit on like the Statue of Liberty?
Of course not.
I will lay me down.
Thank you.
Way over the rainbow. Way up high.
It's a thriller night, and no, shoot, doggy. God, this is a thriller night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast that's about to slap you. No, it's a thriller night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast that's about to slap you.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm still laughing.
I stand by my earlier statement. I'm really just thinking about what's best for the show.
Well, what about what's best for you?
sometimes that line becomes hazy.
Well, then do what's best for you and watch the show, Graham.
What, American Idol?
No.
Yes.
No.
Well, so you're saying talking about American Idol will affect our audience?
Make them happier.
No.
That's how it will affect them.
Here's the real thing. God damn it, you guys.
Why?
God damn it, because I...
What are we doing?
Because I've tried to explain to you, and I know that you know if we were talking seriously about radio listening...
Don't look at me like that hard.
How does it work? No, people get bored.
If every Wednesday and Thursday we spend the first hour talking about the show, then you know what's going to be coming up on the show. So maybe you won't listen.
I got a solution for that.
What's that?
You talk about it later in the show. How about that?
Surprise attack.
You pop about it right before Buzz.
A jab attack. No offense to any Orientals, no. ourselves.
All right. That would require such self-control.
So many other things we can talk about. We don't need to talk about American Idol.
You're goddamn right. We can talk about, listen, I would like to talk about Michael Hughes, a man who really cannot take a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Hughes, our de facto general manager, just let me, I can't get into great detail.
Right.
If you heard yesterday's show, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know what I'm talking about here. If you happen to know Michael Hughes, you could light...
You're privileged,
You could light a bag of dog poo in front of his front door every single day for 365 days, and he would come out and stomp on it.
Fire!
And get dog poo on his feet every single time.
Interesting.
Every time.
I think I understand what you're saying.
Dribble cup. Okay? The dribble cup.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 365 times.
How about the ink chewing gum?
Yeah, Mike.
Like
yes,
you.
But a bit, but even a bit sophisticated. Mm-hmm. I'm saying the simplest stuff.
Joy buzzer?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hello, joy buzzer.
And since we're on that subject, may I say hi, Kitty, at Dr. Dana's office?
Oh, you saw her again.
Hello, Kitty.
Did she do it again?
No, she didn't. Oh, no.
Just remember it.
Because quite frankly, if she'd done it again, I would have been formally pissed off.
Yeah. Does she watch American Idol?
I have no idea. I'll ask her next time I see her.
There you go.
Anyway, Michael Hughes, he's a great guy to pull a practical joke on.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what the joke is, no matter how unbelievable it is...
Morning, Mr. Hughes. Why don't you sniff my carnation?
He buys into it. And he reacts.
Mm-hmm.
And he reacts in grand fashion.
Sit in this chair, Blatt.
Yeah, whoopee cushion. I mean, really, the guy is just. I'm amazed that they've got him in control of a ham radio station, much less five or six radio stations.
Michael, you deserve a pat on the back. my two-sided tape.
But why is everybody kicking me?
Is that a fly in his ice cube?
Anyway, he sure can take a joke.
Hello, Colette. You send somebody from the janitorial staff to... Someone vomited on my desk again.
That's all I want to say. Michael Hughes gets jokes. Oh, who has a dog?
Look at that.
So, there's a dog, a pile of dog right here.
Unacceptable.
Gosh. Golly. Michael Hughes. Some might say he was overreacting last night.
Mm-hmm.
Some might say.
Some.
Some.
Not even April yet.
When we come out with a box set, which we will eventually, Mike and I will be working together here at least until through most of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And when the box set does come out in the fall of 2008, I will include some of the personal calls from Michael Hughes.
Oh, good.
That we can't play on the radio.
Yeah, it'd be a wonderful hodgepodge.
But the one yesterday was an award winner. Just fantastic.
Sure.
God. What a guy.
It made me feel better about being here.
Go out and buy yourself a bag load of rubber chickens or whatever.
Yeah,
because
sure.
I'm telling you, this guy, yeah, right, absolutely, he'll walk into it.
It's
every
insane.
Time. Every single time. Oh, and...
Those aren't your real eyes.
One more note. Oh, I'm thinking back to way back. I mean, way back, like, when we worked at the other station.
Right.
Mike!
Your foot is stuck in the door of the car.
did I love that gag? God, did I love that gag.
Remember when you would have that thing?
The fake foot.
The leg.
That you could have.
It was
hanging,
called the leg.
Hanging out of your door. And, right. the first time that you saw it, you really would think, oh, my God, somebody
right.
shut their leg in the door.
Right.
And then when you started driving down the road and you would see like 15 cars with legs hanging out.
Right, the leg. I tell you, when I first got the leg and I first put it in the trunk of my... I think, you know how long ago that was? I think that was when we were driving those cars they gave us to drive.
Those Peugeots?
Yes. Our first big car deal.
Peugeot, which is the French word for feces.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
do they even sell them in the United States anymore? I don't think so.
If you ever go to France, say, bonjour. Bonjour. I have to Peugeot.
Where is the Peugeot room?
Peugeot room.
but I love that. And when I first got that, next to having the dildo in the front of my car, I got a lot of people pointing at me.
Yeah. And one more thing before we start the show. Yesterday, we were derailed by a bunch of dumbasses, one dumbass in particular,
mm-hmm.
from Sacramento, that called, because remember the breaking news at about this time, or maybe a little later yesterday, was that the Sacramento Kings had a press conference and they're trading for Ron Artest,
right.
the guy that went into the stands in Indianapolis and beat up the people and all that stuff.
Mm.
Well, they decided there's no trade.
After all that crap?
Oh, good. After all of that that we went through yesterday with breaking news and press conferences and having to put three people in the book,
mm-hmm.
and all of that, they...
Oh, dear.
They decided not to make the deal.
You don't count a trade as completed until they have the press conference.
Right. They decided not to make the deal.
That's why Coco Crisp is on hold.
Oh. And that would be either a sugary sweet cereal or a guy that the Red Sox have traded for.
That is a guy, but Guillermo Mota failed his physical, so the trade is on hold.
And, Mike, let me shock you with some knowledge.
Yes.
Are you happy that your boy Theo is back?
You bet I am. And I don't care about the nasty, negative sports writers in Boston that are running that down.
Theo Huxtable, general manager of the Boston Red Sox.
Theo's back, and I'm very happy. And so is everybody up in Boston. I think everybody feels the same way.
Okay. Well,
but I love that name. I'm happy with the player regardless because he's got a great name. I want him. Coco Crisp.
We've not even opened the show today yet.
You know what it was, though? I mean, these guys were characters that had character, and I really never reined them in. I let them be themselves. And really, America kind of caught on and believed in them because when these guys were no nonsense. When they went out and played, they played like Chicago was supposed to play. They just they kick ass.
What happened to Ditka?
I got 8,000 tapes of Ditka.
Wow. He sounds old.
Well, he is
that's
old.
That's what's happened to him, Mike.
Wow.
He's gotten old. Hi, Johnny.
More updates on the Artest trade. It may still happen.
Okay, but it's not going to be a breaking news on this show today.
Absolutely not.
But it did not happen yesterday.
No, it did not.
No.
But it's still May. They're still trying to sort it out.
Thank
Artest is saying that he'll go anywhere. He just wants to get back.
And Jesus may return any day as well.
I'll be looking out for that as well.
You have to be very careful if you're a sports fan not to believe anything until the ink is dry.
You know, I'm working for Scott Tissue, and, you know, we all know that the big game is a big game, but the biggest part of the big game is halftime. 90 million Americans are going to flush their toilets. That's stuff. That's like 7 minutes of water flowing over Niagara Falls.
Wow.
It'd be a lot of clogging. It could be a lot of problems. Scott Tissue dissolves four times faster than the leading guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
He always has
Ditka.
Been.
Oh, Ditka.
I like Ditka.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm here for Scott Towels.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
Oh, he was on the Dr. Phil
show. You are drunk at a tissue level.
Oh, there's the tissue again.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, that douche yesterday was from San Francisco. I mean, we have enough problems in Sacramento without those people helping out.
Yeah, but he gets credit for Sacramento. Yeah,
right, because we're not on in San Francisco. He was listening on the Sacramento station.
Right? All right, guys.
All right, face it, one of America's greatest cities is now being lumped in, as far as we're concerned, with another of America's greatest
cities. It's unfortunate,
cities.
But there's nothing we can do about it.
As far as we're concerned...
Don, you need to watch American Idol, brother.
As far as we're concerned, the Bay Area goes all the way to San Francisco.
Right, it's a wide net.
And why should I watch American Idol?
Just because... God, it's going to be in San Francisco tonight, and you'll see what kind of douches they have there.
Oh, can I imagine the fruit loops that I might see? Transsexuals, outwardly gay men, men dressed as women, men with fruit on their heads.
And I'm hoping for farm animals.
And then Simon will say, "You're horrible. You're awful. Off with you. Off with you." And Randy will say, "Dog, you're my dog. You're the bomb." You know. And Paula will just be high. I mean, I know the show.
Yeah, it's nothing like that.
All right, I agree with you.
There will be great stories and bizarre behavior.
You're really, really overlooking some of the nuances.
Okay, give me one.
I don't know.
Well, the great human stories and then the odd behavior that we'll never see again.
To quote Tom Shales, vaudeville's back.
That's true. That is what he wrote today.
Boy, am I in love. I think about my life in place.
Well, I've noticed that every day.
Everybody's gonna laugh.
Seems the show's officially starting about 30 minutes after it should. Will that first 30 minutes count on our permanent record?
Yes, I'm afraid it will.
There's a lot to do.
Have we been at full power this whole time? Here we go. Everybody's got a laughing place. Laughing place. Here we go.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
That's a good mix.
Yeah. That's a great mix right there.
2 and 6 or a noon to 4. Pick your time. Pick your time zone.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yes. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. We'll start today with...
Hello.
Hi, Julia. Huey Lewis.
Hello.
That's right. Huey Lewis. So the news.
Hello.
Speaking of Huey Lewis, I was just watching the brand new just released version of American Psycho. And boy, oh boy, it's got some.
Okay, hi, Donna Mike. We appreciate it.
It's got some Tony that you've not seen, or Tony. It's got some
Patrick Bateman.
Patrick Bateman,
right?
Tony was the tape we just played. That was Tony Soprano,
right?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Now. And they have already tipped my hand by playing that tape. But are you ready for a new intro? Come on, now you can speak. You were singing.
He won't speak until his intro. Now.
All right, let's see how this goes.
Trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
Hi! It's me, Super Juice.
That was no trade. I would take any of the three.
All right, hold on. Let's try another one.
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
How's your phone screener? Throw him an IQ of 80. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Prime Number and all the ships at sea.
Oh, let her go, Rob.
Never! Bringing you all the good luck of Shelley Whitman's purple feet and Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Rob.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Yeah, hi, it's the Don and Mike Show, everybody. New episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday!
01-25-06.
Hi, Donna. Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Oh, yeah, retarded. And listen, here's how you can call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. If you're listening to us in D.C., on the Michael Hughes creation known as Free FM, Practical Joke Radio.
Mm-hmm.
You can call 202-432-1067. And we're on the internet. Just go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Look for our refreshing internet stream.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
We've not done the stream joke just yet, Dr. Phil. Although today...
How is it today? You're always closest than anybody, huh? What's it look like?
Let me go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, click on Listen Live, and...
Oh, God.
Mike.
Jesus, I can see that from over here. What is that?
It's blood.
Is that what it is?
Hold on. Let me taste it.
All right.
Give me a second.
I don't know.
Hold on. Let me get my My mouth. Oh, it's blood.
Stream's not too good today. I'd stay away from it.
No, don't drink it.
Thanks for taking that bullet.
Don't drink the stream. If you're on the internet, you can call 800-636-1067. If you can't use the 877 to get through to us, all of our phone numbers are on our webpage at donandmikewebsite.com, and you can email us electronically anytime during the show. Amazing. It's like that movie I Love So Bad with Tom Hanks.
Right.
And Meg Ryan.
Uh-huh.
You know, you send it, we read it.
We got mail.
You got mail. You say it, we play it.
Right.
You can email us at donandmikewebsite.com. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, please, for the love of Christ who died for your sins, turn down your radio.
Hello?
Yep,
you're the first. Go ahead.
Again, for the love of Jesus Christ, played this week by Kanye West. On the cover of Rolling Stone. Please turn your radio down.
Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dumbass. Hello.
6.
I don't want to have to put someone in the book.
Unbelievable.
2 days in a row.
What can we do for you, sir?
It's not my easygoing nature.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What?
Hey, I was first. Robert the mailman last night.
First. Stop. Stop.
First. Jesus died so guys like you could live. Okay. I've just got this message from Jesus. Turn off your goddamn radio.
It's off!
Or as he says, my dad's damn radio.
Mm-hmm.
The radio was off.
And it was not off, dumbass. You just had it on.
It's off now. It's off now.
But you had it on.
Yeah.
And it was loud and it was annoying and you know that. You know that. Turn your radio down.
It's Robert the big black mailman!
What about Robert the mailman?
We'll never know, but
he hung up.
Hung up and run now.
Or ran.
Hello.
Don Mike has
show.
Run.
Yeah, good cover, bud.
Hello. Don Mike Show.
C-spot run.
Hello.
Oh, my.
Sometimes it falls into the category of so bad it's good.
Hello. Oh, there we
Hello?
Go. Yeah, those phones are up. Hi, you're on the air. Howdy.
Howdy.
As I said, the phones are... Well, no, I take it back. The phones aren't working. What can we do for you? Perhaps I have to be more aggressive.
Please do.
Don and Mike Radio Show. How can we serve you?
Mike.
What is your problem?
Now, have you heard us speaking to you?
We've been speaking to you directly. Why are you waiting? Are you listening to the radio or listening to the telephone?
Hello, ass. No. You don't get away with this because we got your phone number. Ass. Hey, hello. Hey, ass. You think this is funny? I'll post your number on our website today and have our whole audience call you to tell you you're bringing down the show. 301-275. I mean, I got your phone number, Jack. I hate being a terrorist with phone numbers.
I didn't know I was on the air, man.
Oh, shut up. What are you talking about?
I don't want to stand up for Al-Qaeda, but sometimes this is why you have to take measures that just, you got a guy like this, man, what we should have done, we should have just taken him out right away. He's a terrorist. We should have just taken him out right away.
You've lost your privileges to be on this radio show.
It.
Goodbye, ass.
That's it. We wasted too much time with him.
Yes, we did.
Goodbye.
And you know what? That's the way to do it. That is the way. You took him out.
Just like we should do with Al-Qaeda.
Is that going to be... Because obviously you were talking yesterday about being a little firmer with these callers. Is that the strategy now? If there is...
Yeah, but again, here's my worry again. Then we get the whole rap that, we're just dicks to people and the, you know...
Mean. I don't think we're dicks to people if we take them out.
How can we be so mean to people? People who support the show, like the show. I like the show, but you're so mean to your callers.
Yeah. And these were such good people, too.
But I like the strategy. I don't think you're mean to them if you take them out, because if they're hemming and hawing,
time we got away. I mean, we got to spend 30 seconds with every retard going.
About,
hello, is your radio up? Hello?
How about it's the 5 second rule?
Oh, a 5 second rule will be unenforceable because they've got to have more than five.
Ten.
I could live with 10. I mean,
you want to do a 10-second take-em-out rule?
I'd love to. I'd love to enforce a no-second rule.
Rob's saying 8 seconds, just like a rodeo ride.
Yeah, 10's a little long. I think 8 might be right.
We all agreed on 8?
Yeah, we'll make it riding the bull.
I mean, otherwise...
El Toro!
I don't know. I'm going to have to get Al-Qaeda on your ass. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not that I'm going to call them. call my good friend Dave Marish at the Al Jazeera Network.
Why, sure, Don, if you're having problems with those callers.
You do know a guy.
I thought referring to your old radio name.
Al-Qaeda at Al Jazeera.
That's right.
I'm Al, and I'm Al.
I felt so good, though, that last moment when you took that guy out.
Mm-hmm.
I really felt good about that. I didn't want to deal with him. I didn't want to continue on with him.
Can we just let's just try to set a couple of ground rules here in 2006, the year of the ass.
Good.
On the Don and Mike show.
Every year.
Can I have some religious music, please?
Yeah, would you like that?
Yes. Now this: if you call the show, first off, let's get some rules set.
Good.
It's our show, so if you don't like the way you're being handled or you don't like something on the show, don't bother calling. Because your opinion is meaningless to us. It's our show.
Well, Bob Barker says it best, really.
Bob?
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Amen.
So,
point number one. Point number two. If you're going to call, you're calling a freaking radio show. I understand that we take unscreened calls. That's part of the charm of our show. Don't be so stupid that when you're on the air, you don't know the first thing you should do is turn your radio down because you know we operate with a 20-second delay.
Or more.
You know that. You know, even your little brains know that.
And be prepared. When you call, be prepared immediately to go on the air.
Dive right in.
Because that's why you're calling. And if you say, "Is it me?" I will drive a stake through your heart.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, "I didn't know I was calling you guys," after you've stayed on the air with us for 15 minutes. If you say, "I didn't know I would get right through," unacceptable. And then if you do get through, understand that because... Can I have that music, please?
Thank you.
Understand that because your behavior has been so poor as compared to other radio shows that I listen to. Understand that if you do make it through on the air, we will not treat your call as a priority. Only because you've demonstrated over the years that more times than not, you're like putting a big 50-pound, gigantic anvil around our necks and walking around trying to do the show. So if you call and you get through and you manage to turn your radio down, and we're talking about something that I'm sure will be more interesting and entertaining than you could ever dream of bringing to the show, just shut up until we finally say, "Don and Mike show." Even if I've clicked on, even if you've heard this, and you realize that you're now in the mix, you're in the three-ring circus,
but someone else is talking,
just chill out.
Yeah, wait.
Just chill out. These are the rules that we have for our show. They're different than the rules for other radio shows.
I don't think they're overwhelming. I think they can be followed.
We treat our callers with the respect that they deserve.
Exactly.
When we have good, funny callers, we say as such. If you say something that's exceptionally funny, you might get a ding. Sometimes you get a prize. There's more times than not that I, in particular, will say thank you for calling or appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
But you never remember that. All you remember is, all they do is just hang up on people. You're so mean to people. Just, people call the show and they can't even get a word in edgewise. That's right, because the majority of the people that call the show are idiots.
Just remember these last two guys.
They should not be on the radio. We should be on the radio. Our callers should not be on the radio.
Amen.
However, if you do want to come into this arena, be ready.
Mm-hmm. Be prepared. Just like a Boy Scout.
Because that's it. I mean, it's...
Consider us your troop leaders.
It's it's CTU time.
We're going out on a camping trip this
week. You get what I'm saying? I mean, I don't care how bad our PR suffers. If you're not there and you're not ready to speak, and we go through this goddamn hearing the radio turned up, and then you got the balls yell at me and go, "It's down!" When we can hear ourselves on the radio.
Be prepared to be taken out.
That's it. You're going down.
Fair enough.
You're going down.
Any of these rules broken, you're taken out.
I think that's fair. Firm, but fair.
These are the rules that we will live by in the year of 06. The year of the ass. The year... that we just stopped taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it. For the 20 years we've worked together,
right?
You know what we've been? We've been nice and nice.
Yeah, we have.
God, every day has been so hard to come in and put on this charade and pretend to be so friendly. I mean, can you think of...
That's our rap. We have worked
it out. Read the reviews. We are the nice guys.
You know, look... You know what's the biggest complaint you read about this show? Don and Mike. Too warm and fuzzy.
Too nice. Too phony nice
that
all the time.
Now.
That stops right here and right now.
It's time for a reality check.
This is where the rubber meets the road.
Prepare to be leveled with.
And incidentally, 2006 being the year of the ass also applies to the idiots that work on our show.
Mm-hmm.
In specific, I'm talking about, of course, Joe, 80 IQ Artinger.
Yes.
Joe, you don't have to put on every caller now that you have screened where it says name, ass, and it says comment in caps, just can't listen.
Maybe those callers should call to the Florida State Capitol in Fort Lauderdale.
In Lauderdale, where the state house is.
That's right. That's where the governor is.
Right on the beach.
Joe, don't do that. Joe's back there trying to make political statements, trying to be funny. You know,
that's not his parameter.
For instance, here's a call that Joe has screened. This call has been pre-screened.
Very well. Does this call have a lot of pressure on it?
This call should be ready to go on the air. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, hey, Don.
Yes.
This is Jim from Las Vegas.
Yes, Jim.
I thought with the way the FCC and everything's going now that... J.O. was not allowed to be put on the radio.
J.O.?
You know, Jack and then...
Yes, and?
Well, because Spike Radio has their little...
Oh, God. Okay, now, listen, I'm sorry. You're stupid. You're rambling on about something that the local station in Las Vegas does. Yes, you can say jerk, and yes, you can say off. Okay? I don't know if you can say them together. Right. I don't know if they're going to edit that out. If there's some station that's doing that and we can't do it, well, tough teats. Okay?
Okay, no problem.
No problem, except you're an idiot.
But yeah. I didn't violate any of the rules.
No.
Technically. Because he really didn't.
Don and Mike, hello.
There I am being nice again.
Hello.
Don and Mike, John from Spokane.
Yes, John, hi.
Well, I have a question for y'all. Did you happen to see in high def Paul Allen's teeth on the Seahawks game?
The owner of the Seahawks?
Yeah, correct. No. I don't have high def, but they looked horrible just in regular definition.
Snaggle or rotted?
Oh, they're yellower than can be, man. It's just ridiculous. The guy with that much money that can look that horrible.
Everybody around the room is now going, yes, indeed, he's going to get a small ding. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I got a request, too.
This is where
it goes.
No, this is good, though.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, seeing as how Disney just bought Pixar, can I request that Mike do a Michael Eisner for Celebrity Jeopardy?
No, but thank you.
All right, well...
It's been a long time since I've done Eisner.
For Celebrity Jeopardy.
For Celebrity Jeopardy. Which, incidentally, I'm going to write down and lobby you to rename it. Celebrity Jeopardy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Show. Come in.
These are the rules. Let's all learn to live by these rules. And I think the next couple of years will be highly fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll all get along great.
Highly fun.
Oh, you're
going to love it. The amount of fun, the fun button has already gone up.
Good times.
With these brand new rules.
Let's go.
Oh, and now that Disney has bought Pixar, the name of the company is Dixar.
That's great.
And all they need is a guy named, you know, I should buy in. My last name is Source. Mm-hmm. Then it could be Dixar.
Source.
Dixar S. Or it would have to be if my brother Ulysses.
Or simply Pixie.
On a mic show.
Hello. Dixar.
I like Dixar better.
Dixar. Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I was hoping I could get yelled at by Buzz.
What would you like to be yelled at about?
I don't know. Being an ass. I don't know. I feel like you would do a good job.
I can't work it up for you.
Yeah, now listen.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Is there anything else?
There you go, Ann.
Oh, well, I guess there's not. Thank you.
There could be.
There could be what?
There could be more.
Oh, like what? Go ahead, tell us. We're waiting.
I just think...
Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha!
guy coming.
We got
oh,
him,
I got dizzy.
We suck a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, boy.
Boom.
How's that, Mr. Man?
Boom. Down goes Frasier.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, there is. There could be a click.
Got it. Ooh, how's that feel?
Oh, that feels great. Good. That leaves me with a great taste in my mouth.
I'm minty. Sweet, I'm cute, I'm adorable.
Shut up.
I want this more than a whole bag of gummy bears.
God, she was funny, pig.
And hot.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Yep.
Is that a little politically incorrect?
Oh. The hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
Joe.
You know what I mean?
We got this one kid, Mongo.
Yep.
He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
What's up, guys?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Uh-huh. Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Equally attractive to both sexes, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, boy.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Donnie.
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
It's me, Will. Willpower.
Willpower. Hi, Willpower.
I'm breaking up with you. I want you to go back to American Idol. Goodbye, ass.
Okay.
Wow. Oh God.
See now, he was fine.
He was fine. Well then, fine.
Well then, fine.
There we go then.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is it me? My mother's not a whore. I'm calling from Sacramento. Like before, I tell you this joke. I wanted to let you guys know that you were off the air yesterday.
I like that. A lot of bad callers all wrapped into one.
Hello?
Hi, you guys are great.
He's done.
Okay, thank
he's
you.
Done. All right,
hit
good.
And run.
Good job. Thank
you. And hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Source, do you still have your Mustang?
What an odd question.
No hesitation there.
Bingo, right to it.
Well, first, on the show, unless I refer to myself, is my real name. Please call me Donnie, and I like to spell it D-O-N-I and Ed for 06. Exclamation point.
Oh, I thought you were going to put a heart over the I.
No, this year we're going to the next. Because I was thinking back when Vicki Lawrence, had her talk show.
Yes.
The first season it was just Vicki, but it really took off when it was Vicki, exclamation point.
Vicki!
But I want Donnie with that faggy spelling and then the big exclamation point. So, yes, if you use my fake name and say it with enthusiasm, like Donnie, I'll answer your question. I'd be glad.
Donnie!
Yes.
Do you still have your Mustang?
Yes, I do.
Would you be interested in selling it to somebody who would love to restore it?
Selling my my car to you?
Yes, please.
And you want to restore it for yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, he wants. I guess he's a restorer who wants your Mustang.
Oh, I got it. Oh, no, no, no. No, I'm sorry. Really, no.
Are you ever going to restore yours?
That's Mike. That's one of the great lies. I continue to tell myself.
Okay. Right. If you restore, would you do it yourself?
Well, based on my experiences with the house, no. No. And I've had bad luck with cars with changing oil and stuff. But no, really, Frida got me that car for our 15th anniversary. So I'm holding on to that for sentimental reasons.
Good for you.
I understand. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Now, okay. If you've been calling from a museum, maybe.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey.
If it was a philanthropic endeavor.
That's right.
Hello there.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing okay, thank you.
Good. When did Ryan Seacrest get a star in a Walk of Fame and why?
I think it was last year.
Was it last year?
And I think the deal is if you somehow get nominated, if you work your way into the club to get nominated, you have to pay $5,000. I mean, the celebrity, and I'll use that term loosely with Ryan Seacrest, has to pay the $5,000 his or her, him or herself.
And then Johnny Grant, the honorary mayor of Hollywood, will give you a star.
Huh, okay.
You know, that's how it works. Speaking of that, I was watching a movie over the weekend, just a tour de force, La Bamba, with Lou Diamond Phillips as Richie Valens. And the man that's featured predominantly in that movie is Rigdon Dees.
He plays every broadcaster in the 1950s.
He truly does. Yeah. He's the TV reporter and he's the disc jockey.
You say you're watching La Bamba. What was your TV only getting one channel that night?
It was high def. It was the high def movies, HDNet movies.
Yeah. But
it looked good. And it just looked good, so I stuck with it for a while.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
It's Spanish. It means the Bamba.
Hello.
Don.
Yes.
It's me.
Yep.
Look down. Me, Mr. Winky.
Look down, Mr.
My
Winky.
My thing.
Mr. Winky calling.
It's my thing calling, everybody.
I thought he had
a
deeper voice.
I want to know when we can go back to the scary tunnel.
Thank you, Mr. Winky.
Why? Hey, your pep talk seems to have worked.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Phone scan ain't over yet.
Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your podcast.
Oh, listen, we're just glad that our company got the collective. Yeah.
It was very cool last night. I downloaded a bunch of stuff, listened to it late while I was working. Thank you.
Yes,
if you go
to iTunes and you subscribe, and it's free, and I ask you to do that now because you know CBS will change that.
They'll figure out something.
As soon as they find out a lot of people are signing up for it, they're going to try to find a way to make it so you have to pay for it. But if you go to iTunes and just type our name in and go to the podcast list,
mm-hmm.
It'll just automatically download it for you every day.
We have a new one every day?
Yes. Virtually every day.
Can you go back and get old ones?
Yeah, and it's a different one than is featured on our website.
Okay, so you can go and they've got the list of all the ones that have been podcast.
There's like 25 of them up already, I think.
I have the latest one in my iPod now.
Oh, and Buzz, listen, I didn't mention this yesterday. I busted Buzz's balls for not having the proper reaction.
I felt bad.
To the high-tech Christmas gift that I got him, the video iPod. So he brought it in yesterday and was proudly showing us how he has, in fact, downloaded entire pornographical movies.
Well, just one, really, Andrew Blake's Night Trip.
Pornographical.
Uh-huh. That one holds up.
Yeah. The movie is it's Night Trips.
Night Trips is what? 15 years old now,
gosh,
probably?
It must be all me. Yeah, Tori Wells starred in it.
You can tell, really, if you look at it, if you're a connoisseur of the art,
mm-hmm.
You can tell, perhaps, by the shaving patterns.
Yeah, exactly. That's brilliant. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, you absolutely can.
So you can now watch porno on your iPod.
Yes, yes,
Did
I
you
can.
Have trouble getting it off your hard drive?
Let's say no.
Bada bing.
I'm kidding, of course.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
I have a question for you. Are you looking to sell your pony so I can restore it?
Wow, look at this.
That guy gets a ding.
Well, the pony is getting a little banged up.
So he can restore
it. No, he's still alive. Hershey's still alive, to the best of my knowledge.
Didn't you tell us that there was that you bought your girls another horse?
My ex-wife, I think, bought them another horse, and they have moved Hershey to a stable close to her house, and I think they see the pony a lot more, and that's the way it goes so far. Ever since I got involved in the pony, I haven't had a lot of pony dealings.
Hmm.
I'm not horses. I get really a little freaked out by horses.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. This is B. Arthur, and I was wondering if you could bring back my crock pot.
Oh, B. Arthur. B.
And
Arthur.
Tell Mr. Winky he's welcome to the scary tunnel any time.
Okay. Now, see, that really wasn't an original call.
No, it was not.
Kind of piggybacking on the other call.
We didn't take him out, though.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Like Arthur.
Hello. Hello.
You know what you were cooking in that crock pot? That old shoe.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Gotta eat something.
Hey, Don, now that you're sexually active, you should have a blessing of the penis.
Are you a man of the cloth?
Oh, yes, I am.
So do you do this often?
No, I don't.
Man of a cloth. Man of a cheesecloth.
Balls on chin, fellas.
Man of a chamois. Chamois-lammy ding-dong.
Chamois-lammy ding-dong.
Get out of here.
Each year in the springtime, all the boats gather around the village for the blessing of the penis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
I hate to revisit a topic from yesterday, but all the prime numbers from yesterday that we talked about, it makes me think about the prime rib available at O'Mara.
That is so damn clever.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. What was that?
Yeah. I took him out.
You took him out?
Wow.
Took him out. Well, at least he got it in there before. That's another guy giving his life up for the cause.
He'll still get his check.
He's still, his wife will. His wife will get the check.
That's right.
Suicide caller.
The estate.
Poor guy. Jeez, if you don't even deliver the line a little better.
Damn it. Hello, Don and Mike.
That's seriously $1.50 well spent.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I've got a question about 24.
Yeah, sure.
Last year I started watching it, and you know the black girl that was kind of dating the black guy, and then they killed her in that building?
Hold on, I think, why don't we just refer to them as coloreds?
Something,
something tells me that.
Why are we not? Say we did.
No, but anytime you start a conversation about a TV show saying, do you remember the black guy with the black girl?
He's referring to Aisha Tyler. Remember, she was in the first five episodes.
She was one of the spies that was in CTU.
She got blown up real good.
Right.
And she got killed in that building.
Oh, she's that nice black girl with that nice black guy. Okay, so what about her?
Okay, well, at the end of that scene, she was actually alive. And she walked out when they kidnapped her partner in that scene.
Are your pants around your ankles right now?
Yeah, pretty close.
Let's do a test here.
Okay.
Let's do a little experiment.
All right, go ahead.
This might make you feel really good, Don.
Okay, Mike.
Sir, do you watch American Idol?
No.
Oh.
He's lying. He's lying because he's savvy enough to know that you were setting him up to, yes, he watches American Idol.
Well, he said he didn't.
He lied.
He said he didn't.
He lied, Mike. He watches American Idol.
He said he didn't, Don.
He lied.
He did.
No, you didn't.
I'm pretty sure she got blown up when her car got blown up.
Mm. I'm pretty sure that I don't care.
Yeah, that's what's nice about 24. Don't you kind of erase the previous episode?
Right.
Yeah,
hello there.
Previously on 24.
Don and Mike show.
You do.
Hello.
Yes, how's it going, bud?
Hey, how's it going with you, friend?
Good. I want to mention today, I'm from Maryland, and on the Baltimore radio station, somehow the Howard Stern signal got picked up, and they wasn't cutting anything out. I guarantee you somebody got in trouble for that.
This has actually happened in a couple of places, and it wasn't a real radio station. There have been pirate stations popping up that have been stealing the satellite radio signal and rebroadcasting it on FM. I thought that was only happening in New York.
Well, apparently it spread.
Yeah, it was in Baltimore. It was the Baltimore. I was in D.C., but it picked up the Baltimore station. It was
what station were you hearing Howard's show on? What frequency?
93.1.
What's WPOC? What's country music?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Hi, Johnny.
I caught it. I was in Manassas on Monday, and I also heard him relaying Stern on 88.3 when I was trying, plugging up my iPod.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It's out there.
That's good news for satellite radio.
Yeah.
That's good news.
You know, I get like CB radios or they might be municipal workers or even cops that I get through my computer speakers.
That's not too annoying.
And I get it semi-regularly, too, where you'll be sitting there and you're sitting at the computer and you don't have anything that's running through the speakers and you'll hear this.
Yeah, well, you better get down there.
And it always ends like this. It always says, it starts soft where... Yeah, we want to do it. He was on my way.
Do you remember about 10 years ago when that daycare station down the road was a radio station?
Yeah, where they had toddlers and a radio
station. It was like a Vietnamese radio station.
It was the last days of WDCT, and we picked it up perfectly in our phone system.
It would bleed over.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. How come the FCC isn't jumping all over that?
They will.
If you can turn
on
your radio and hear the F word and hear what, from everything I'm reading, is just groundbreaking radio. Mm-hmm. That's how he's doing.
Yeah.
technically, that doesn't bode well for him, even if it's heard.
No. What did I just read? I mean, I've got no axe to grind against Howard. I don't care. More power to him.
Right.
But I just read something in... not a radio publication, in a real magazine.
Right.
Saying how... there's no difference. Mm-hmm. That he had been building it up, saying, I think one of his quotes was, the last 10 years, my shows have sucked, because of what the FCC has made me do, but wait till I get to my new job.
Yeah, well, he was putting a lot on it, and now what I've heard, I can't say what I've heard because I haven't heard anything.
I've just read
I'm
that.
Being serious, I haven't heard anything. I hate to say that, but I mean, it's, and I don't want to sound like sour graces. God knows, you never know where you're going to end up, but the thing is, right now, the way it
that
is
wouldn't
right
be
now,
a bad, that wouldn't be a bad place for us to end up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, well,
I'm not saying nothing. I'm saying before we, you know, let's choose our words carefully.
Yeah, we really should. Can I just make my statement without really saying anything positive or negative?
Yeah, you know what? As long as one man's name is not mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I think we're golden.
Very good.
I think we're golden. Speak your mind.
I really do believe that there was a show you talked about a year ago that went there, and you made the comment, "Welcome to Oblivion." And I think at this stage of the game, it really, until it catches hold a little bit more, that's kind of what happens. You just don't hear the comments that you would normally hear.
Well, anyway, you know, good luck to him. And if you can hear it on what?
Was that okay? What I said was that?
Yeah, just don't say anything bad about Mel.
Oh no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say anything about.
That's
him.
Right.
Never.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, he's a genius.
You know.
No, not at all.
Listen, at this point in our careers, there are not that many friendly hands that are being extended
right.
our way.
You're right.
So let's just say that that's one beautiful cufflinked, manicured
sure.
hand that we want to make sure we keep kissing.
Yeah. Well, I blew it now. Boy, am I in trouble now.
Yeah, we're going to get the call from Mel now.
Oh, boy.
That's it.
No, you know it's not the call. It's the look. That look.
It's a fray. What it is.
Or what it is for me, it'll be what it's been before, which is the lack of a look.
It's a friendly jeweled hand.
Where I get the handshake and he looks right at you. Now more than ever. Hate it when that happens.
Anyway, so you can hear Howard Stern on regular radio.
Very
good. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Ain't that something?
Thought that'd be impossible.
I might be tempted to tune that in.
Sure.
Right, if I can.
But it sounds like it just happens.
Because these are low power stations and they move around the dial.
If I get cable radio for free, I'll listen. I'll hear what the F word sounds like. Mm-hmm. See if I'm blown away by it.
The city workers that I got on my computer were talking dirty one day.
Oh.
So I guess they on their little radios, they talk dirty to each other.
And that's $12.95 a month?
Yeah. Yeah. You pay a little extra, but it's worth it.
I know I've told you this a million times about Scott Shannon, the CB radio. With
right.
The thing. I'm not on the air. This is BM, long BM. I mean, even BF, even before Frida. So this is like
way back.
1979. I'm working at WPGC here in D.C. I'm doing the nighttime show. And Scott Shannon, who we've talked about a lot, is the program director.
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
Hi, this is Scott and Todd from the PLJ Morning Show.
And welcome to the PLJ Music Store.
Anyway, he's just, you know, he's super sham.
So, he is.
One night I'm sick. And he loved the chance to go on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
He loves radio. Mm-hmm. Still does to this day. Does a morning show in New York. So he gets on the air. And you could record phone calls during records.
Right.
And then you would play the tape back when you got on the air to make it sound like you were taking a live call.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what you did. You would just take your microphone, push one button.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
I've just taken my microphone out of program.
So Don's microphone is not on right now.
Okay, so what you do is you
Do that to record.
You push that button, and then you could just take phone calls, and nobody would hear anything. So he's taking calls. The record that's playing is Weekend in New England by Barry Manilow.
Long one, right?
Yeah, like about 4 minutes.
Okay.
Here's the important part to note.
Uh-huh.
A very soft song.
Okay.
You know, whatever it is, the faggy piano.
Very mellow.
So anyway, I'm sitting at home, not listening to the radio, when I get a call from Lou Katz, who says, turn on the radio right now. I'm telling you now. So I go ahead and turn the radio on, and this is what I hear. Find me any slow record.
All right.
Just find me any slow record. What do you mean nothing on there?
Well, those are all up-tempo.
Oh, God. Perfectionist. You know,
my name is Speedwagon.
Really, and anything would have done, but Okay. And you had to go to a box set? You couldn't just pick up one CD?
It had to be the right record.
Okay. He's like...
Oh, yeah. That's not slow.
Good song.
Give me the box.
All right, here's this one.
What are you doing?
Try this one.
I don't want to play Name That Tune with you right now.
That's slow.
All right.
Don't tell a story.
Oh, and it is Vicki Lawrence.
So a soft record like this is playing, and no, what are you hearing in the background?
This is a good one, Rob. So now the record's on. And as a listener, this is what you hear. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Hello? WPGC? Yeah, I'll try it. Thank you. You know that's right. Hello, WPGC. No, he ain't here tonight. Yeah, I'll play it for you.
And the song continues, and you hear a lot of this. You hear.
The microphone's on.
He's got the microphone on. He doesn't know it.
At this point, he picks up the hotline. And again, you don't hear the person calling him. Here. Hello? Hey. Yeah, he's sick. I'll tell you what. I have to do this effing shift standing on my head. He thinks that he comes in and he can do this thing. I can do this on my effing head. I'm telling you, I don't know how long I... And it's at that point that the radio just... His voice part goes dead, just like that did.
Like he became alerted to something.
And it's the music. So, about 5 minutes later, I get a call. And it's Scott Shannon. He goes, hey, boy. Hey, what are you doing? He said, did you hear? I said, yes. Yes, I heard. He said, you better get your ass down here right now.
Ooh.
Now, keep in mind...
He's mad at you?
I'm the guy that's sick. No, yeah. he's not mad.
No.
And I hope he doesn't... I may tell more of this story than I've told before.
Right.
But I think the statute of limitations has run out on this. I get down to the station. This happened at about 9:30. I was there by 10, by the time that it was time for the next disc jockey to come on.
Right.
I had a cold or whatever, and I come in, I'm dragging ass, and he's like, do you hear that? I mean, he was flipped out. Because the F word got on the air. What he said to Phil Cordarero, a record guy, who called him on the hotline, was the guy from the record company called him up and said, man, you're kicking ass, you're sounding great. Mm-hmm. And he said, I can do this effing shift anytime I want.
Right.
I don't need effing Geronimo here. I can do it. And he's just
being himself. Right. Yeah, cocky.
But the F word went out on the air. So what we did was we went in his office, and we had an emergency meeting. It was he and I and another one of the disc jockeys there.
Right.
And now at this point, nobody's called.
Right. No complaint.
Nobody has said anything.
Right.
He says, the first thing we have to do is get the master tape.
Yeah. Every radio station, people should know, used to have a reel-to-reel that recorded very slowly that had everything that went out over the air. That was called the master tape or evidence.
Now, you don't have to do this anymore, but back in the day, and Mike, you're right, these were the massive... Old-time reel-to-reels, right. Almost like the kind of, you know, when you see on the George Michael sports machine, those big fake tapes behind him?
Yeah, yep.
It's like that. And it would go so slowly. It would take so slowly.
You get like 24 hours.
You get a whole day on one reel of tape.
Right.
So, this was behind a locked door.
Right.
And it was our job... to somehow get in there and secure the tape.
This is why we prove that DJs are so smart.
So he says to me, now I'm sick, but I've been called in on this because he trusts me.
Right.
Right. And because, listen, he's, as far as he's concerned, I mean, he's screwed.
Yeah.
The F word got out.
Yeah.
So this other DJ and I, he jimmies the door. And what we do is we just take the tape. The entire reel of tape. And we take it into the production room, and we bulk erase it.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So we take the entire tape, and they had these machines. You remember those black machines with the red button on them?
Yes.
And would like send out electrical impulses on the reel of tape.
You just spin the reel across the whole surface, and it was called a degausser.
And what it would do is erase everything on the tape.
Big magnet.
So we erased the tape, went back into the room that had Hal the computer, or in the equivalent back in 1979.
Right.
Put the tape back on, approximated to so it looked like there was maybe 2 hours left in the day because it was like 10 p.m.
Sure.
Turned it back on record, locked the door back up, went into Shannon's office, and this is where his paranoia got the best of him. So it's me, Dave, and Shannon sitting in the room. Say, I think we dodged the bullet. That pretty much is the talk.
Right.
I think we dodged the bullet.
Right.
The master tape has been cleaned. Everything. We're not getting any phone calls about it. Don't worry about it. This is about 10:30. Shannon says, boy, no, I've been in this situation before. I got to get on the air. I got to go on the air right now. So he goes into the studio where Waylon Richards is doing his show.
Okay. He's great disc jockeys, too.
Yeah.
Really, really good DJs.
Waylon Richards did tend to... Waylon Nalen. When I told you that we were helping this guy build a deck at his house. Stepped right on a nail. I mean, just like Jesus Christ.
Right.
I mean, really, the thing went right through his foot.
Wow.
So anyway, this guy's doing his show. And the program director's office is right across the hall from the studio. Now, Waylon Richards knows that all of this has gone on and this commotion is happening. He can see Dave Fox and I running down the hall, getting the master tape. He can see because there's glass in closed studios, right? And he sees Shannon out there pacing. And he knows that the F word has gotten through on the air.
True.
And in 1979,
that's beyond bad.
I mean,
that's your ticket out of there immediately.
Right, it's like sterilization for everybody.
Right.
So Shannon says, I got to get in there. He goes into the studio, and he says to Waylon Richards, step aside.
Oh, no.
I got to do a couple of breaks. But keep in mind, he's already been off the air.
Right.
Okay? So after the audience, after hearing Waylon Richards for about 40 minutes, all of a sudden hears Music Radio, WPGC, Super Shad. Tonight we had some CB interference coming through when I was doing a show for Juan Geronimo tonight. Again, that was some CB interference. I want to let you know that. WPGC.
Making sure he double covered his ass.
Yeah. So then he leaves, and Waylon Richards comes back on and does another break.
That part I didn't know.
So Waylon Richards comes on and does another break where he's like, you know, whatever it is, win this prize or whatever. And 10 minutes later, and by this time, we're drinking in the office. Here's a shock. There was always booze in the radio station. So we're drinking in Shannon's office, and Waylon comes in and says, hey, guys, I don't want to be the one to... I just got a call about it. I just got a call, and it's on tape. So we all go into the studio, and we hear, and it's just... It's a little kid. You know, and it's a tape of him just picking up the request lines, and he goes, it's WPGC.
Yeah. I thought I heard F-U-Z tonight on the radio.
And you hear him go, nope, no, you didn't. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Now, that was the only call.
You're dreaming, kid. Hey, he had a loyal crew, though. Everybody's backing him up. That's not the case at a lot of radio stations.
That is the only call, as far as I know, that the radio station received about this egregious violation.
He really did dodge a bullet.
However, Waylon Richards' mistake was then coming across the hall. At this point, Dave Fox, Shannon, and I are sitting in Shannon's office. We're having some of his whatever, his Seagram's whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of his big good old boy drinks.
Right.
Just laughing about it. And Waylon comes in and says, I just got a call about it. So we all go into the studio and we listen to the tape.
Right.
Like a 10-year-old kid. Shannon says, all right, boy, get out. So again, now it's 10:45.
Mm-hmm.
Waylon Richards has done his show, except Scott Shannon's come in for one break. The record that's ending ends, and the next one starts. WPGC Music Radio. Hey, Shan, back with you. Super Shan with you. Waylon will be back shortly. He's checking on that CB interference that we seem to be getting most of the night tonight here on WPGC.
Because he was still paranoid.
And then
what made it the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, of all time. Have I ever told you this part? Let me just get the record. Let me fast forward this. That for the next hour, at least until midnight, I don't want to say a full hour, Waylon went ahead and did his show.
Right.
While he was playing records, two or three times in that hour, Scott Shannon and I went in the studio. And while a record was playing, we would open up, we had five microphones in the studio. We'd open up the microphone, and it would be like this. It would be, 10-4. Come in, come in. Hello, come in.
Say 10-4. You never said that part.
And then Shannon would be going,
what's your 10-20, buddy?
And now, it was very poorly done, and it wasn't that, it wasn't as on mic.
But it was on the master tape.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And here's what you would, I mean, really, it sounded like this.
All right.
10-4, buddy. What's happening? How you doing, buddy? 10-4, buddy. Yeah. Hey,
buddy. Was it that level?
So, that is like something out of WKRP in Cincinnati.
Just retards.
That's a great story.
And
who was like the head honcho there? Who was the guy that we were covering up for? Who was the GM at the time? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. Oh, God.
Yes, I do.
I wish I remembered his name.
But there was never any fallout.
No, he's a great general manager. Oh, Charles Giddens. The great Charles Giddens. Who pointed out to me that in Tighten Up by Archie Bell and the Drells, they actually... clap. He could do a little clap. That was the big worry, that you didn't want Mr. Giddens to find out what had happened.
Right. Good right. Guy. Exactly.
No.
Man, oh man. And am I sure that made you a tighter air staff for it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it did. It did. Well, no, later Shannon ended up getting stabbed in the back by somebody. And,
oh, really?
And, by that guy.
Oh, that guy.
And ended up getting canned. Did I... I've told you about the time little Phil called me on the air, and I said that awful joke about Brady when Reagan was shot.
Right.
Around the time that Reagan was shot.
Yep, I remember that.
Awful. Put another record in, Rob, because this is just what an idiot I am.
Who's little Phil?
Okay, now he still is Phil Cordero.
Yeah,
he's,
don't call him little Phil.
He's the president, unless you've known him for a while.
Yeah,
he's cool with you calling him little Phil, because he's a little guy. He's a little person.
Right. So tell us about the thing, please.
Anyway, now he's like the president of a Virgin. Well, he's a midget, okay? Jesus Christ.
I don't know if he is. I think he's just little.
Not a tall man.
But anyway, his name was always Little Phil.
Uh-huh.
Great guy. He was in my wedding party.
Right.
Lifelong friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
At the time, I remember he was working for A&M Records.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal was... that these record guys, Shannon was the program director and I was the music director. So, like, we had a good relationship with the record guys that would promote records.
Right.
And they would, like, buy us lunch and stuff. You know, it was like low-level payola. Mm-hmm. Not really payola, but, like, buy my record, listen to my record, I'll buy you lunch.
Yeah, they wine you, dine you.
PR. And part of it was they'd get relationships going with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be, like, 10 after 7, and I'd pick up the hotline. And I'm going, like, hello. And, it's a shock. It's Phil. It's little Phil. He says, hey, what's happening? I'm going to go out and get some food tonight. Do you want anything? And that's the type of relationship that we had with these guys.
Right.
The record guys would just come and hang by the radio station. And they were trying to get their records played.
Sure.
But really, they were good guys, and we were all friends. And it was a real nice, loose radio atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he says to me, hey, I got one for you. Did you hear they say James Brady's doing much better? He's going to start kindergarten next week.
That's kind of an old joke that made the rounds back then.
Right. Now, keep in mind, this is like 2 days after this thing has happened.
Oh, my God, really? Oh.
Yeah, literally 2 days after Hinckley has shot Reagan.
Oh, right. My.
Okay? So little Phil calls me with this joke, and we're talking about other things. And I swear to Christ, I don't even think. It's like this. I go, hello. And he tells me the awful joke, and I go, ha-ha. That's great. Hold on a second. Music Radio, WPGC. Yeah, you hear about James Brady. He's doing a lot better. Going to be starting kindergarten soon. Metro weather tonight, cool.
Oh, my God.
Okay, low 46, Mega 52 right now.
Oh, my God.
Music Radio.
So you did it like a couple of days after this?
I go on there, I do it, right?
Oh, my God.
So I do the break, and I come back to the phone, and I swear to Christ, all this is true. I go, hello? And Phil says, "You ass." He said the word after it. He said, "You just said that on the air." I said, "Yeah, you told it to me." He said, "You shouldn't have said it on the air."
Yeah.
And I said, "It's funny."
You were caught up in the moment. Yes.
I said, "It's really, really funny."
That's the danger of the moment.
And then he said, I will talk to you later. Goodbye. Click. And so he hangs up.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the gravity of the situation has not totally hit me yet.
Right.
And it's not the radio environment that you and I are working in now,
right,
where people call immediately and you're taking calls. I mean, there are request lines, but they're mainly just pimply-faced kids.
Yeah, and it's music radio, which always had a little bit of a lag time.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, somehow the word gets back to the guy who's the program director.
Mm-hmm.
This is after Shannon's already gotten the axe.
Right.
So, he calls me up on the hotline, and he says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I told a joke that little Phil told me." And he said, "That's like the worst joke in the history of the world. You're lucky if you don't get fired for this.
Right.
What I want you to do right now is apologize and then get your ass out of there, and I'll see you in my office tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So I was flipped out.
Yeah.
I got underpants stained.
Sure.
I go, okay, you know.
You never told this story.
I said something I shouldn't have said. I apologize. Good night. I'll be back tomorrow. Right, and it's not like today that we know.
So are you in the middle of your shift, or are you at the end of your shift?
This was at 7:10. I was doing 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
So this is just an hour in.
Right.
So I got to come on and apologize, and then I just leave.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They have some other disc jockey come in.
Right.
And finish the show.
Right.
Meanwhile, I go home. I am just essing bricks. It's like,
yeah,
I'm going to be canned. I can't believe I'm so stupid. Why would Phil tell me that joke? And this was my whole point. Was why would Phil, who had nothing to do with this,
right?
Why would he?
You're blaming Phil.
Damn you, Phil. So the next morning at 9 o'clock.
You kind of respected Phil, I take it, right? If Phil said it, it's okay to say it on the radio.
Well, listen, this is the way my mind processed.
Right.
The next morning at 9 o'clock, I show up, and it's the late Charles Giddens, who's the general manager, and Kingston, who's the program director.
Right.
And little Phil.
Oh, he's there?
The record guy.
Yeah.
And me. And they want me to explain how this happened. And I say, like an idiot, well, Phil called me, and right away that starts with the general manager, like, why is the record guy calling you during your show? Say, well, the record guy, we talk all the time. You know, it's just, he says, okay, we'll deal with that later. So tell me exactly what happens. And Phil says,
is Phil in any trouble at this point?
Well, no, hold on a second. This is the best part. This is maybe the best part of the story that I've never told you.
Wow.
Phil, who wants to keep the relationship going with the radio station because he's the big guy from A&M Records.
It's his livelihood.
He's sitting in there, and they look at him, and they say to him, what happened? And he said, I called Don. I told him I was going to get dinner. We were going to get some subs. I told him a joke. He says, hold on. I hear the joke on the radio. I say to him, you shouldn't have said that on the radio. He says, what? And I hang up. Now, at that point, they all turn to me, and I'm sure that they're going to say, your ass is fired.
Yeah.
Instead, they say to me, why would you take a call from Phil while you're on the air? And I said, okay, because we take calls from record guys all the time. That's first rule. No more calls from record ducks while you're on the air.
Okay.
No more calls. And that's all the trouble that I got in.
That was it?
Then at that point, but hold on, yeah, at that point, you have Charles Giddens, who's the general manager, and Kingston, who's program director.
Right.
Both of them start teeing off on Phil, who's not a station employee.
Oh.
Now, keep in mind, I'm sitting in the room, and they're talking about me like I'm not sitting in the room.
Right.
They're both looking at him from different sides of the desk and saying, now they're talking about me.
Right.
They're saying, he is so stupid that if you call him with a joke that's in the worst taste in the world, he's so dumb, he opens the microphone and says it. He's stupid. He's stupid. You're stupid. And it ends up to yelling at him for calling and telling me the joke in the first place.
Is he taking it?
Yeah, because his logic is he doesn't want to lose the account
right
with the radio station.
Right. Wow.
And
boy, you were lucky there.
Yeah. He's willing to take one, you know, on the chin for me. And basically, I remember this very distinctly.
You'd been there a while, though. You'd had some, you probably had some pretty good numbers there, no, which contributed to it, too.
Yeah, as always. You know, if you're number one in the ratings,
yeah, they give you a little help. Slack.
Get away with a lot. I do remember.
Like, when we first started working together, if you put anything in front of you, you know, it falls into the same thing. If it's on paper, you'll read it.
So we're leaving. I remember leaving the office, and little Phil's standing next to me, and we're walking down the hall, and I said to him, do you want to go get something to eat? And he turned to me, and he really socked me. I mean, and he's a smaller guy. I mean, he really socked me in my arm really hard.
Seriously.
And he said, you know, I love you. You're great. We're good friends. But don't you ever do that to me again. Don't you ever do that. I mean, it was like little Phil was just going off on me. You know, screaming, it's not my fault. He said, for instance, and I remember the record he's pushing. It was a record by Peter Allen.
Oh my God.
It was I Go to Rio.
Right.
Anyway, whatever the record is, he says, I got a piece of crap. Peter Allen, I Go to Rio. I got to get the ad from you guys. What am I going to do? Call Jerry in Los Angeles and say, I didn't get PGC's ad because I told a joke to Don who got it on the radio.
Right.
And it was amazing that they were never mad at me.
Learning experience, though, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, no. Based on everything that's happened since, no. But at the time, yes.
Wow.
At the time, yes.
So you had to walk out of there just saying, whew, I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Andy,
gosh, my arm hurts.
I don't think, even today, I don't think I've comprehended the fact that it was just, I mean, 2 days after it happened.
Oh, horrible.
I mean, you know, it's the type of thing that just could have, you know, been, you know, that could have been it for me, you know. Mm-hmm. But thank God.
Thank God. And you obviously rekindled your relationship with Phil.
Oh, yeah. No, things with Phil were great as soon as he punched me in the arm.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was 4 months later he was in my wedding party.
Amazing little radio stories.
That was great.
And learning experiences, or maybe not.
And that's one of the funny things. You know, I should find, I was going through boxes of stuff at home, and I found some old wedding pictures of Fried and I that have some DJs like Lou Katz,
right,
back in 1981 when Fried and I got married, and Kingston, and Phil's in some of these photos. I should get one and put one up on the website so you can see what the guy looks like.
Oh, that'd be great.
And just understand his level of being pissed, but it did not change, and it made him funny. And I remember at my wedding, here is the one thing that he did that pissed Frito off. He did it good-naturedly, and it didn't last more than 5 seconds. When did they get to the point where they say, if there's anybody who thinks there's any reason that these two should not be wed, let them speak now or forever hold their peace?
Right.
Phil, who was sitting in the third row, said, hey, Don, would you like to hear a joke? Now, this did get a nice laugh from everybody in the church.
Right.
And it got me, you know, the first of many death looks from Tito. Being like, Jesus Christ, and I know her look, which was,
sure,
what she told me later, you know, very nice that during our wedding vows,
somebody decides to crack wise,
little Phil has to jump in, you know, with the whole thing about Brady.
He's a tough little guy.
You owed him that one, I think.
He's great.
Very tough little guy.
Anyway, that's way too much information.
Yeah, but good stuff, new stuff. I didn't even know that.
Just told you way too much.
I didn't know the stuff about that. Yeah, I didn't know that you faked the CB interference stuff.
That's amazing.
I knew he talked about it. You've always told that story where he gets on, that was some CB interference, but I didn't know that you guys were in there like a couple of idiots going, Frank, or what?
Oh, my God.
No wonder you love the guy. How do you not love a guy when you have that kind of track record with him?
Right.
Now, you know what? That story in and of itself, I've always kind of been confused about your relationship with Super Shan.
Yeah.
That story actually, that speaks volumes.
Crystallizes
it. Because he is that kind of guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Good guy. Station was owned by the Marriotts.
Right.
So every year, the Christmas party, the company Christmas party, was at Bill Marriott's house.
Wow.
Excuse me, at his mansion in Potomac.
Mm-hmm.
Where you would have, I mean, when you drove up, there were carolers and they were wearing the outfits and everything. And I remember the first year I went there, Super Shan said to me, we were freaking Bill Marriott's house for the Christmas party. Said to me, hey, boy,
Got any doobie?
Like, man, we are at Marriott's house.
Yeah, no matter to him. Leave your keys in the car.
Let's go out back. Let's go out and make this a party.
Oh, boy.
And he's still at it.
Look at him now. Yeah, where's that tape of him? Where's that? You just got that thing of him.
He's still doing it. Still doing it like he did it back then.
Hello.
Hi, this is Scott and Todd from the PLJ Morning Show.
Yep. Hello. Welcome to the PLJ. Chan, sorry about that. If I'm giving away too many secrets, don't get mad. And I hope your gallstones get better.
Oh, he's got gallstones?
He had them.
Oh, had them taken out?
They're gone. As you may have heard, I recently had elective surgery to remove my gallbladder.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Wow.
And I know what you think. I know you think it was more cosmetic surgery.
Yes, I suppose.
I know that's what you think.
He might be like Robert S. Woods.
One life to live.
One life to live.
We better break.
Elective cosmetic surgery.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Thank you.
I'm way over the rainbow, way up high. God, this is three-line night.
No, shoot, doggy.
God, this is three-line night. And no one's gonna save you from the beast of the bus. You know it's three-line
Your destination for disappointment. The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to it. So what's on your AI tonight, Mike?
I'm probably not going to be able to catch it tonight.
Oh, that's right.
But they're in San Francisco, as we mentioned before.
I forgot that you will be having some of the grape tonight.
Just a bit. It's because it's Wednesday.
Right.
And I didn't do it Tuesday.
Is it Wine Wednesday?
It's Wine Wednesday.
Hello there.
It's a good night for drinking.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I agree.
Hello.
Sir?
Yes.
I was just wondering if you had that additional information about the Sacramento trade. Artest actually didn't want to live in Sacramento. That's why.
Dispatched.
Took him
taken out.
Out. Mm-hmm. Took him out.
Feel right better. Between the eyes.
Took him out.
There you go. Nice shot, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Can I try the next one?
Of course.
Okay. Two things.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don Mike Show.
Yes. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
How are you guys?
Very well, thank you.
All right.
Well, two things. Number one, what is the origin of the song Train in Vain by The Clash?
The origin of... I have no idea.
The origin. Where did that song title come
from? Do you know the answer, or are you asking
us? No, I'm asking you.
Yeah, we don't know.
No, we don't know.
And number two.
Yeah, let's talk about number two.
Now you're in a wheelhouse.
No. I'm a friend of Tom Gavin's, by the way.
You are?
Yes, on WBR.
Do you do a show, too?
Yes.
Are you ever tardy for your show?
I'm a tard myself, I guess. Please wish my mom a happy 70th birthday on Tuesday. Say happy 70th birthday, Tippy.
Happy 70th birthday,
is this,
Tippy.
Is this really yes. another like borderline retarded guy? That's like on the
not
that,
sure. It sounds
public
maybe
access
like it
radio
could be.
Yeah.
You know, do you do your own show on the public access?
Yes.
You don't have to be that way to get a show.
Oh, yes, you do on Media General.
WTRD.
Yeah, just read DCRTV.
Uh-huh.
I'm there. I'm Rusty. Bye, guys.
Your name is Rusty?
Rusty, we'll look for you.
Rusty's gone.
Okay, thank you.
No need to dispatch Rusty.
No. Last name, Rifle. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I cannot understand why anyone watches American Idol. I swear, just listening to you on the radio station days, I've never watched it, have no desire to watch it. I used to watch The Gong Show. It can't be any better than that.
So was that the last time you watched any serious television? Was The Gong Show?
Oh, no, no, no. Not at all.
Oh, no.
No.
Does it get in the way of pie time?
Robbie, I don't think, you know, I don't think she's a fatty.
I bet if you had to choose one side to go on, I think fat would
be your ass. You bet your oversized ass.
And it's not because she's lining up with me on the American Idol thing. I don't think she's a fatty. I think that if anything, she's maybe...
if anything, she's misguided.
She's a binger and a purger.
Maybe
no.
You might be half right.
No. No, I'm not.
Well, we can clear this up by getting the celebrity you most resemble.
I really can't think.
Come on, big buddy.
Well, that's obvious because you've made such a bad choice.
Obviously.
Listen, I mean,
really, you could sit in your living room and enjoy 2 solid hours of television entertainment.
Or you could be a mindless booger eater and watch American Idol. And I stand by you and everything you stand for, ma'am, but you are not helping the intellectual cause here when you cannot come up with a celebrity you most resemble so we can decide if you're a fat pig or a skinny chick.
Go with her advice, though, Don. Butter your burger. Butter your boogers.
Beautiful, big buttered burgers. Boogers.
Boogers. Honey, who do you look like?
Something to say booger instead of burger.
Who do you look like, honey? God damn it, honey, she's gone.
I guess she didn't like playing in our sandbox.
Back to the set of One Life to Live for you.
Yes. Thank you for calling Erica Slezak.
I would never watch that. Only the Kong Show.
She's another one who wears those pantsuit jackets with the sleeve halfway up to her elbow.
She didn't sound fat to me. She sounded to me like one of those, you know, I'm just above it all.
She had fatitude, though.
I don't even watch television.
I don't understand.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oops, hold on. That's my fault. There you go. You're on the air. Hello.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a theory. The guys on American Idol, a couple of them, questionable sexuality, have had voice coaches, and they were absolutely horrible.
I've got a theory that I would love for you to pick up the telephone instead of speaking to us on a speakerphone.
Got it.
Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Is it possible today?
Bless you.
Hello.
Can I have the gun now, please?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Take a look at this.
All right, Mr. XS.
Yeah.
You know, no. You wasted 4.
Show off. I had to wait a little bit. I was impatient.
You had a fancy pattern.
I know. Pretty good, though, isn't it?
I know.
Just like Zorro.
Made a heart.
M. John, get a backhoe. We're going to need it today.
I didn't bring any lime today. I'm not taking the hole this time, Tommy.
And now, what is this?
That's Tom's press photo from that website. Thought you'd like it.
This is the guy. Oh, this is Tom Gavin's press photo.
Yeah, he's the one on the bottom.
All right. Put a link to this on our website, though.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a new publicity picture, I guess, of Tom Gavin his show on cable radio.
Get Rusty's photo off.
And he really is on cable radio because it's on radio that you can only hear on cable TV.
Like if you put on who's channel the, 14, I think it's in the background.
Who's the hot chick?
Hot chick, I think she's working at the Atomicus, Mike. And then that should be your next stop if you think that's a hot chick.
Man, look at that leg.
Hey, gosh, I know that I've been a little hard on people today.
Yeah.
But too bad,
right?
Because I'm feeling my oats. Too bad.
Mm-hmm. I think it's all justified.
I got, just American Idol this, American Idol that, and then the dumb callers.
I don't blame the American Idol on that. Now, listen, I mean, I can only take so much.
2006 is the year of the ass on the Don and Mike show, and we made a bold breakthrough about 90 minutes ago in the training of our callers.
You're right. Right.
And I think it's gone pretty well since then. Mm-hmm. All the phone calls have been good.
Yeah.
Mike and I have only had to take out 2 of our listeners.
Right. Not bad.
We've decided now to take a hint from the way the world is working. If you got a bad guy, well, we're no longer going to let our bad callers be Osama bin Laden-like.
No, they're not going to hide from us.
No.
We're not going to let them go.
You're not going to be able to go to your cave and then send us a tape saying, I called your show and screwed it up. No, we're going to take you out.
We're going to take you out as soon as we make contact.
We're going to take you out. But since we got this brand new policy, shoot first and ask questions later, the calls have been really good.
Yeah.
And I've been enjoying myself. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't every day, but I really enjoy myself. And you know me.
More so.
My favorite topic is me, and I love talking about the radio business. So imagine my surprise when I called home. Now, if you really want to hear me go off on somebody,
mm-hmm.
if you'd really like to hear me go off,
oh, yeah.
I will do this for your benefit. You tell me if you'd like to hear this or not. I'll play you the beginning of the message that I received on my home machine.
Okay.
It's from my insurance company.
Oh.
My insurance company.
They're on your side.
Okay. Keep in mind, Rita passed away
7 months and 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So you would think that most everybody that needs to know that disparaging news would know it.
Verizon's voice messaging. Please enter a mailbox.
Especially my insurance company.
Mm-hmm. Especially.
This is the kind of thing that drives me nuts.
Or if you are not at your own phone, press the star key.
There we go.
One. New message.
Here it is.
Is in your mailbox. Main menu. To review your message, press 1.
This is the beginning of
this. Send a message, press 2. For reminders, press 3. For mailbox options, press 9.
I'll play the message.
To exit.
Play what you have to at once.
Oh, one. Sorry.
First, message.
Hi, this message is for Sleeper Source, right? This is Heather from reporting under your policy here.
Okay, this is from today.
Wow.
This is from today. This is my insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Calling the house, asking for Frida.
Right.
So now, I'll show you what I do.
Very good, then.
Now, I'm going to have to pick up the phone.
Okay.
Right, hold on. You. Okay, she's
Thank you for calling Nationwide Insurance, located in Virginia Beach.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get the extension.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sometimes it has to be done.
Because now, 7 months later, you know, and I didn't play you the whole
thing. I'm sure you thought maybe you were done with those, right?
Yeah, right.
This really is the company that's on your side. I said that joking. I didn't know it really was then.
Mm-hmm. It's the voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
Naturally.
Maybe after hours.
However, you should know that she also left a message here at work for Frida.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, well, I'm going to leave a message now.
All right, hold on.
Hello? I guess it beeped. Hi, Heather. Heather, it's Mike Source. If you want to contact Frida, you'll have to buy a shovel. My wife passed away on January 10th.
July.
I'm sorry, July 10th. July 10th. It should be in your records. Again, if you would like to contact her, get a shovel. How about a little respect or a little research on your part? Jesus Christ, Nationwide is on my side. My wife is dead, and I got a stupid twit like you calling up and asking for her, and you call me at my work.
You've reached the maximum length for recording.
Oh, too bad.
I think she got the message.
Priority, press 1.
Okay. And on top of that, they call work.
Yeah.
Colette comes back during the break and says, this is very awkward. Nationwide Insurance just called looking for Frida.
Yeah, well, now I think they got the message.
Jesus. Sorry to bring you down.
No, but it's certainly a peek behind the scenes of what people deal with.
Still,
and I'm sure a lot of people deal with that all the time.
Still, to this day. I mean, come on. This is not like when I was yelling about the hospitals calling about
bills. Right. It's not like you haven't done all the work that was done,
right,
with paperwork changes.
Trust
that
me.
Had to be done.
Everything's
and that's, you
done.
Know what, and you know what? Look, big insurance, the worst. Would you not agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because you want to talk about the parade of paper. They're so busy with their computers and their paper and all that.
This is the business they're in. They should know more than anybody.
I just wish I knew a real smart-ass way of saying something besides simply, you know, go get a shovel.
I mean, believe that you got your message across.
Yeah, I think so.
That's just, because what I'd love is...
And you said it right. Do your research.
Yeah. You know, the Jerry Seinfeld episode where the phone person calls and says, you know, can I talk to you about changing your long distance? And he says, oh, this is not a convenient time for me. Can I call you later? Give me your number.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone solicitor and says, well, I don't like getting calls. And Jerry Seinfeld says, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
And click and hangs up.
Oh, sure.
I wish I had something that clever for these people.
Yeah. And as far as the voicemail quagmire that you get into, that's, you know, they're one of the big ones for that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, all the big companies that you see all the time.
They don't
want
to talk to you.
I mean... She doesn't have... I'm not speaking disrespectfully about Frida. I love Frida. I'll always love her. She doesn't have insurance now because she passed away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The insurance company knows this.
You would think that especially...
insurance company would know this.
You would think that people that deal with life and death situations every day...
That they would know. But that's just a glimpse. That happens, seriously, no BS, on Frida's life casket, right, at least once a week. Mm-hmm. I still get at least something.
Oh, does it really happen that frequently?
Yeah.
I think that's normal.
And I just played the phone call.
It's a little weirder when it's on the phone, too.
Because it was just like, you know, hi, this is Heather.
Yeah.
This calls for Frida Wright Source about a claim filed in your name. Jesus.
Hello.
Jesus Christ.
Hello.
What's wrong with you people?
And then the response isn't usually, oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Golly. All right. I better just shut up. I hope they don't cancel my insurance now.
They won't.
I don't think they can.
No, they can't for that.
I think they wouldn't dare.
I think they can, Buzz. I think they can. I don't think you've seen my son's driving record.
Oh,
wow. Oh,
that's nothing we can do about that. No, that's totally unrelated.
Yes. They didn't think you'd file a claim.
And it's Natalie.
Yeah.
He's going to be living in Deep S City come his 21st birthday.
Yeah, because he's on his own?
Yep.
It's pricey.
Yep.
That's the way my mom and dad did it.
Mm-hmm. I've mentioned to him, there's nothing wrong with buying a Vespa.
Yeah.
Save your money, get yourself a little scooter. Why worry with the hassle of insuring that car?
I remember after my 21st birthday when I was up at college in my first year of 10, and I got the first bill,
mm-hmm.
I was like,
ouch.
What's this?
It's your insurance bill.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah. Welcome to the world.
Right, you're 21. That's what I keep telling him.
And then the comment to me was, I hope you enjoyed the 3 years we carried your ass.
Yeah.
Like, oh, great.
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you.
I've said that.
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
Yeah. I've said that. Trust me, I've said that.
I also, you know, really, God bless my mom. You know, I love my mom. Married, sweetheart, 85 years young. But, man, she made it indelibly clear to me that really it was 18, go to college, and then... Good luck. Mm-hmm. We'll give you all the help you need to get started.
Well,
the
that's
one thing,
right.
The one thing they didn't want. I wasn't coming back.
Right.
No thank you.
Not an option.
Thank you, no. And I do feel for all the parents that do have.
You're goddamn right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. That's one thing we've made abundantly clear.
Sure.
Bart.
Right.
Love him dearly. He got a great heart. Love him more than anything in this whole world. Screw up college. Enjoy living in a box at the end of the street.
And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
I won't be embarrassed by it.
Sounds done.
Go ahead.
Hi, we noticed your son down there at the end of the street. Is that a box that he's living in?
That's right. He doesn't have a job.
Oh, but you've got a warm bed right up the street there, don't you?
I've got 7 bedrooms.
The headline screams DJ's son homeless in D.C.
And as a matter of fact, I'm pulling a Nixon right now. I've got a full raging fireplace, and at the same time, I'm running the air conditioning at full blast.
Just to make it feel like winter. Isn't this fun?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was just saying about calling Statewide Insurance Company.
Statewide, yes. That's them. They're on your side, Statewide.
You should call them up and ask if you can buy Frida some life insurance.
That's, the way the insurance companies do it, they wouldn't even be fazed by that.
They wouldn't sell it, yes.
Do you know, I got a tax bill because I moved over a year ago. So I moved from the county to the city. Mm-hmm. Instead of paying county taxes, I now have to pay taxes within the city.
Right.
I get a personal property tax bill from the county.
Uh-oh.
I call them. I say, I haven't lived in the county for over a year, and I have paid my taxes on this vehicle. They say to me, oh, that's fine. Well, then go to your city and get proof of the fact that you've paid the taxes. Mm-hmm. I said, well, can't you just make a phone call? No, we need proof. I said, well, isn't it on you because I really don't know this
right
thing? No, sir. Sir, I was talking to Chief Moose, only in female form.
No,
sir, what we want you to do, sir, is you have to go there, sir, and do that, sir.
He's telling the truth because Mike played us the messages on his cell phone, on the speakerphone.
She was the one she wasn't Chief Moose. She was the lady that helped me at the end of the rainbow with this thing. So I have my car in Virginia. In Virginia, unlike a lot of states, we pay what are called personal property taxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of states do, some states don't. Where you're basically...
Jeff, it's
sweet.
It is such a sweet deal.
Yeah.
Move here so you can do it, too.
It's a sweetheart deal, man. Here's the way it works, okay? You know how you pay income taxes?
Uh-huh.
And you pay taxes on your house?
Right.
Well, this means you pay additional taxes on, like, cars and everything else that you own.
Yeah.
So they send me the bill that I don't owe. I go down to the city. They said, well, when did you have that car? And you know me and cars. I don't keep them a real long time.
Right. I know you don't.
So the way it works in the city is that after this date, if you get rid of your car and you get another one, you don't necessarily have to pay taxes. So there are no records of me paying this tax.
Uh-oh.
Because
uh-oh.
I got rid of the car too soon.
I see.
So I'm sitting there for an hour with this lady saying, well, they need the actual receipt. Well, you don't have a receipt. Well, I paid taxes. You paid taxes on the car that you kept for that length of time, but you didn't have a tax liability for this length of time. I said, well, how does that work? Well, but I don't want to pay it. If I don't have to, don't get me wrong. I don't want to pay it. So I called back to the lady. She said, well, you still need a proof of the receipt of the tax paid. I said, I didn't owe tax. They said I didn't owe tax. Well, we're going to have to call somebody at the Department of Motor Vehicles to verify you live there. I said, okay, do I have to go over there? She said, no, I can make the phone call. And I went, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And she actually made the call. This lady at the tax department for the county actually called either the city or Department of Motor Vehicles, verified that I lived where I lived for a year, uh-huh. and called me back to say everything was okay. And I played that message for you.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been exonerated. And I was
very close to your Ward 8 voice.
I've been exonerated. And what I said to them, and you know what I said? This always goes a long way. I said, I love you. At the end of the conversation, she said that I was
Tiger.
Yes.
Slow down.
Yeah. Yes.
I told you those are the three words that have gotten you in trouble before.
He throws it around.
Down.
I do. I throw it out.
You know, look at you. Like, how are you?
I know.
Those are three words that could work. How you doing?
Yeah.
That's okay. But no, not with Mike. It's, hey, I love you.
You mean you'll call the city office to verify that I'm a resident?
Yes.
I love you.
Very often, I love you is followed by three more words. Half my income.
Yeah, it has worked out that way, hasn't it? Jeepers creepers, you know. Man, you count your lucky stars that you don't have to sell burgers.
Try thank you next time.
Right?
Do you say jeepers creepers?
Jeepers creepers.
Jeepers creepers.
And count your lucky stars and all sorts of elderly expressions like
willikers.
That. Golly gee willikers. Land sakes.
Right.
Doing everything I can.
All right, I'll see you at that Emma Thompson movie.
I like that with her. She's pretty.
The Mary Poppins ripoff movie?
Right.
Yuck. What made me think of that was all of this talk of the olden speak. Because every time I see the commercial, mm-hmm. it's like, she's the witch, and it's the bad kids. And she's like, I'm from the island of Snackily-a-Booligo. And
Yeah. Who in this room is going to be going to see that movie this weekend?
Well, that's because you're a good dad.
Hallelujah. Looking forward to it.
Take your kids to see it.
Mm-hmm. I was going to take them to see Munich, but there was no interest there. I don't understand. I said, kids, it's about terrorists that are hunted down and killed. You sure you don't want to go see it? No, Dad, we want to see the movie with the lady with the tooth.
And all because you said I love you.
Yes. Yes, of course. Yeah, and I don't regret that.
Of course.
That's the one part I don't regret.
Of course you don't.
You know, the money stuff, well, tears on my pillow, Buzzy.
Right.
Tears on my pillow. But the ankle biters, yeah. That's A-okay with me.
God bless them. Okay.
That's fine. But I do live at the place I live at, all right?
Good for you.
Oh, and you know, speaking of that, you know whose address they had?
Who?
The reason they sent me the tax bill?
Who?
They have my ex-wife's house address. I said, to the best of my knowledge, I've never kept a car there, Your Honor.
Ass.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
Until her daddy takes the tax bill away. But you heard the message. I was happy. It was wasn't that a happy ending?
Yes,
sir. Until next month when I'll get another bill.
How is the old EW?
The old EW is fine. Well, then, fine.
Tell her I said hey.
Will do.
How about the OEW?
Have no idea. Could not tell you what state.
No, you could actually ask me now.
What?
If you want to ask me about my ex-wife. I mean, I'm not talking about Frida,
no,
obviously. But
right. How is your EW?
She doesn't work at a sewage plant anymore.
Hey.
He can make that joke because he doesn't sign any papers that said he can.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, my entire life. Hovering under the fear of litigation. Welcome, Isle of My Shoes. So much fun. Don't say anything that could even be misconstrued.
We'll be right back, Mike. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 or noon and 4.
Right. Sometimes other hours.
Your laughing place.
This is my favorite guy right here.
Damn.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
They'll suck the power out of ye, Don and Mike.
All right. Thank you, Dude Walker. Chris Penn is dead.
Yeah.
I know you know that.
Sean's brother, Chris?
Right.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Guy was in Entourage. I believe he played himself. Was it last season or the season before on Entourage?
Last season.
Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah.
Yep. Also, Footloose?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that what's the Tom Cruise movie where he was the football player, the high school football player?
All the Right Moves?
Yep, he was like Tom Cruise's best friend in that movie, too.
He was a good actor. I liked him.
This is really bad because we've got no one to do 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, no.
No, Rob, that's
a different...
And Gillette, you know. Would you just get out of here? let me just say, someday you'll be able to do your vaudeville act.
Yes.
Seriously, boy.
Chris Penn, back. What do we know what killed Chris Penn?
No, and that is the mystery, Mike.
Really?
No word from Sean Penn, no word from anybody on what happened.
I know he was pretty dramatic in his weight fluctuations, I know that.
It's not foul play, they don't think he offed himself,
right.
They don't think that it was drugs, they don't think it was pills, they don't think it was booze. I think maybe it was natural causes.
Wow. Is Sean Penn's older or younger brother?
Younger brother, and maybe best known as the hillbilly in they're all hillbillies in Footloose.
Oh, see, I don't remember that. I don't remember that role.
I know we were talking about John Lithgow and why he's doing commercials for soup where he's singing.
Yeah, but
that's
why settle when you can select.
That's another movie John Lithgow's in.
Yes, he plays the father.
He's not the principal of the school. He's the guy that doesn't want the kids to dance, right?
I believe he's a minister with just a hint of creamery butter. Why settle when you can select?
Footloose.
Yuck.
Anyway, Chris Penn.
Girl, I hated the girl in that.
Lori Petty.
I like her other sister, Tom. Hello, Don and Mike.
Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Spotlight Sacramento. The deal is done. Stojakovic and our test are traded.
Gives a rat's ass.
Dispatched.
Fixed.
Take it out. Take it out. You are clear. You are clear. Again, you are clear. We have acquired the target.
We secure the area. We have to start speaking in 24-isms on this show.
Oh, tomorrow we'll have a brand new Jack Bauer sound page.
Oh, good.
Just like our Rosie O'Donnell page and like our Larry King page.
Very good.
So we'll be able to call people, phone whores and everybody, just with Jack Bauer going nuts.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Buzz, would you please go to donandmikewebsite.com?
Okay.
And I'll show you, Mike, what's on the web.
Okay.
It's a before and after picture of the chick that was the middle sister from Full House. Her name is Jodie Sweetin.
Hello.
Now,
Let me see.
Hello.
On our website, we have the picture of her as she is today.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Not She's bad. A piece of ass.
Look at that. She's showing a little cleavagio.
Here you go. Now, it's time for you to guess that addiction as you play America's favorite game show. No. She has checked herself into rehab.
Okay.
Mike, can you? Oh, we got the voice. Thank you, Robbie. Mike.
I'm going to play the percentages, Don.
Hold on.
I'm going to play the percentages.
Hold on, Mike. You said the magic word. Wait one second. Hold on a second. You got all...
What did he say? What did I say?
You said...
Play the percentages.
I am going to play the percentages. This is a Hollywood person.
Yep.
I am going to go with prescription painkillers, which they all... No.
No?
I will, now. And do I get a second choice?
Now, you have lost your chance for the Buick LeSabre.
Okay.
However, oh, you can still play for the Weed Whacker. I'll give you one more guess, and then Buzz, if you would like to join in, if you do not know the answer already, Buzz.
I don't know the answer. I'd like to guess if Mike doesn't get it. All right, here we go. Mike. I'm going to go with number two, which I will say is alcohol.
Damn it.
Buzz, you can steal.
I say meth.
Winner!
Oh, way to go! I know my Hollywood drugs. Methamphetamines?
Meth. Crystal meth.
Crystal meth.
Yeah.
I loved her music, man. She was great. I love Don't Make Your Brown Eyes Blue.
That was Crystal Gayle.
I'm sorry.
Hey, would you give me that song by him? I know we've got a song by him somewhere. Do you know the last time Joe Pesci was in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Was 1988. Lethal Weapon 2.
Wow, he's coasted on that for a while.
That's the last time.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your throat?
10 years since Joe Pesci's been in a movie.
Lethal Weapon 2 was after Casino?
He has, De Niro's got some movie coming out this year.
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through.
We're getting dumped on it.
Well, you kiss. You know, forget it. Forget it. Somebody's really got to give me a
handbook,
a transcript,
a roadmap, the handbook.
You can't. So you can say shove it,
right?
Right. And you can say shove it where the sun don't. Okay. Great place to work. Free FM. That's great. Another Jesus. A simple little 25-second clip of a song by Joe Pesci.
A real song.
Thank you, love, and shove it up your big fat. Yeah, well, that's what it's got to be. Okay. Anyway.
All right, so why... But I was asking you, Lethal Weapon 2, is that...
That's the last movie
that's after
Joe...
Casino.
Yes. Yeah, Casino was, I think, 90... Casino, maybe he's 10 years old now. The last movie Joe Pesci did was Lethal Weapon 4. I know he is going to be in this new De Niro movie, which is coming out sometime later this year.
Right.
Anyway, there's a story that Joe Pesci was at a college in Boca Raton. He's down there. He's talking to people. Some kid comes up to him in a parking lot, college kid, says, "Hey, are you Joe Pesci? I'm a big fan." And the way that the kid's story goes is that that's all it took, and it was, boom, down goes college student.
I always suspect those stories.
Sure.
Always suspect that when some weasel says that, you know, that he approached him, and it was all nice.
Hold on a second. Oh, hold on, there's more than that now. Oh, thank you, Rob. Police report, he took a picture of Joe Pesci after Joe Pesci had refused his request to pose for a picture.
Oh, okay.
So then he took the picture, and then Joe Pesci punched the guy.
It's both. You know what? I think that's being a jerk.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about both of them.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
I think you're right. You know, really. You're right. I mean, you shouldn't punch a guy for taking your picture.
No. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad
news. No, you don't.
Everybody's calling. Apparently, yes. What movies Joe Pesci done after 1998?
No, the Lori Petty was the mousy little girl in League of Their Own. The blonde in Footloose
Singer.
Was Lori Singer.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Lori Singer.
Okay.
Oh, Lori Singer.
Yes, and so that's 2 days in a row that Rob's been wrong.
Can I do it, please?
No.
Yeah, I overdo it. Look at that. You turned him into shredded meat.
I didn't do it. He did it.
Oh, Rob shot him?
I did.
Oh, all right. Well, he's gone.
I'll see you in hell. Don and Mike show. Remember, folks, for 2006, it's the year of the ass.
Right.
Again, let me just reiterate the new rules.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I, let me just say, the show, all of us, we will not tolerate mistakes, even of the tiniest, just a sasson of a mistake.
If you're going to call this show, you be prepared.
Now,
Mr. President.
If there's the off chance that we make a mistake,
mm-hmm.
don't bring it to our attention.
No.
Just don't do it.
Because with the new 2006 rules in place, we're allowed. Mm-hmm. We are allowed to make as many as we can. And you know what? We'll make them every single day. And if you want to call up and tell us, you're not allowed. You're going to get that treatment. You will be dispatched. You will be taken out.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Guys, go ahead and shoot me now. It's fine.
You didn't know. You know, we're not going to let you commit suicide on the show.
No,
that's not. We're going to death by police. Not going to happen.
No, Harry.
Then I would like to just go ahead and agree with you and say, yes, Pesci has not done anything in a long time.
All right. What was the movie past 98 that he did?
He was in Lethal Weapon 4. That was just a couple of years ago. He only had a short part.
Lethal Weapon 4 was the movie I said, or did I say 2?
2.
2. Was he really in 4?
Yeah, he only played a real quick role towards like the middle and end of it, though.
Hey, Spider. Hey, will you do me a favor?
You mind if I call you Spider?
Will you do me a favor, sir?
Yes, sir.
Would you open your mouth?
Oh.
Sure, sure thing.
What are you doing? What are you doing now? You some kind of maniac? You're going to dig the hole. I didn't bring any lime.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, gentlemen. The whole Joe Pesci thing is pretty weird. But from what I'm understanding, the guy had justified reasons to punch this photographer because he was looking to take the pictures for Charlie M.
Charlie M.
Charlie M.
For Charlie M.
You made me take your picture for Charlie M.
Now, here's more of the great hypocrisy of the way that things are run now.
Yeah. Don't make me be a bad guy.
We can play the tapes from Goodfellas
mm-hmm.
where Joe Pesci plucks out a guy's eyeball.
Pops out the eyeball with the vise.
With the vise.
Right. By crushing his head.
Or where he stabs the guy with the ballpoint pen because he's pissed off Robert De Niro.
Yes, that's right.
We can play the tape from Goodfellas.
But nothing about body parts putting things where, you know, can't be done. No, that's the way it works.
Not so free FM.
Right. No. Okay. Not so free. I like that.
And I'm sure you've heard this. Who cares? The UPN and WB are coming together to be one network.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. BFD. That's great. What I think they should call the new network.
The BFD network.
BFD network.
WBFD.
And finally, has anybody heard or seen an ad for a movie called Thank You for Smoking?
I've seen it.
I've heard of it. That's all I know.
It's funny.
Yeah, I've seen the ad, too. I think I've seen it on one of the high-def channels on DirecTV.
Is that about somebody who's hot?
Hi,
yeah,
John.
I saw a trailer for that. It actually looks pretty good.
It's a good, pretty women in it?
Yeah.
Thank you for smoking.
Here's the news about this. This is a movie with Katie Holmes in it.
Oh, okay. Well,
and
pretty hot.
And apparently there is a hot sex scene in this movie.
Really?
They had the screening of the movie last night.
Mm-hmm.
The director. Now, hold on. What's this guy's name? Jason Reitman.
Right.
Apparently he was a little upset after the movie because as he was watching the premiere of his film.
Yeah.
He couldn't help but notice that the studio had taken out the scene of Katie Holmes having sex.
Oh, my.
And, of course, the logical inquiring minds are pretty sure that Tom Cruise jumped on Oprah's couch and called up the studio and said, hey, listen.
If you ever want me to do a movie for you,
you will take that picture of her running around naked, humping that guy out of the movie.
Oh, mm-hmm. man, if you're a director, you go bananas.
Yep.
That's Ivan Reitman's son.
Oh, is
it? Yeah,
oh,
really? I believe that is Ivan Reitman's son.
And did I tell you that somebody gave me a bootleg copy of
Brokeback Mountain?
Brokeback Mountain. And... You know, if it wasn't copyright infringement, I'd bring it in and play it on the radio
mm-hmm.
for you tomorrow.
Is it lovely?
Here's the thing. The guy that gave me the videotape said...
Now I have my answer.
What?
Now I know why you've given up on American Idol.
Oh, no, Mike.
You have given up on American Idol so you can watch two gay cowboys.
I'm going to bring this DVD video cassette thing in tomorrow.
Okay.
And you can watch this. Now, I have not seen the whole movie, and it's one of those things where on the movie, it's hard to follow because it says
property of Miramax or whatever the film company is.
Did you watch enough of it to get a feel for it?
The guy that I got the tape from, the DVD from, said, if you really want to be grossed out, just go all the way to the end. You really don't need to see the movie.
Okay.
But go all the way to the end.
Really?
So I
if you're so this might not be for a heterosexual male, the type of thing that would maybe make him feel a little loogie.
I fast forwarded to the very end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the way and I was
not that there's anything wrong with it. Right.
You know, and one of them is married and has a girlfriend, but they still go, it's like that Alan Alda movie, same time next year. They still go back to the mountain every year to hump.
Of course.
Okay. And the movie, one of the finals of the movie is Heath Ledger being mounted.
Oh. They actually show that?
Yeah, well, close up. Jesus Christ. I mean, if we can't play the Joe Pesci song, I'm not going to be able
implied,
to tell you.
It's implied, I guess.
No, it's more than implied.
Yeah?
I mean, no, you don't see, but...
you just see part of them.
What I wanted to tell you was, I know you're wondering about this, Heath Ledger is the catcher.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All
right. There you go. And,
thank you. Good.
And Jake Glendon...
Gyllenhaal.
You're right. Glengarry Glen Ross. He's
right.
He's the pitcher.
All right.
Thanks for spoiling it.
Yeah, now we know the ending.
Bada bing.
Bada bing!
You said ending.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back. Oh, fantastic. When we come back, speaking of Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, it's not Craig Wilson. He's not good enough today.
Oh. Really?
Not Craig, but something almost as good.
What?
My name is Michael Hughes. And your name is down the line, Juan.
Wonderful.
Or we can switch it around if you want for an edition of Way Out There.
I'd like to be Cameron Gray.
Would you consider it done, Cameron?
Wonderful.
I'm Michael Hughes.
And I'm Cameron Gray.
I can't take a practical joke to save my life, but I'm an openly gay manager here at CBS Radio.
And I'm his valet, Cameron Gray.
My valet in a spray.
Absolutely, boy.
We'll be back. We've got a pretty good Way Out There coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any cold pasta?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray from last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Hmm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, Name That Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean to verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
You're fair. That's it. Because otherwise, I got to question what I'm hearing here.
The Don and Mike Show. Legendary Canadian troubadours, Don Geronimo and Michael Mera.
Now, just ahead of Way Out There, our all-gay feature, hosted by two gay members. And we're very proud of the fact that CBS Radio has no restrictions on sexuality, race, religion.
Right. God bless. And it's nice to know that they've allowed us to change the hosts every once in a while.
What's the setup on this guy, Rob?
It's a craft store in New York, but they have a men's knitting night.
Say no more.
A men's knitting night. All right, Buzz, what we need from you is the intro saying it's time for Way Out There with Michael Hughes and Cameron Gray. So as soon as the music starts, this guy will know he's on the air.
All right.
Here we go. And...
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's Way Out There with your hosts, Michael Hughes and Cameron Gray. Now, here's Michael and Cameron.
Thank you, sexy.
Hello.
Hi, welcome everybody. I'm feeling
too sexy for my
like
ship.
somebody played a poopy joke on me yesterday.
Oh, really?
Somebody played a joke on me and called up and left a message, and I got very mad about it, and I wanted to say, I have feelings, too.
How many times have I told you? How many times have I repeated again and again and again, you're too gullible?
I'm sensitive.
I know you're sensitive.
I'm sensitive.
And that's one of the things that makes you so charming.
And you're flexible.
I am extremely flexible. Don't you ever forget it.
And the name of our show is Way Out There. Hi, everyone. This is Michael Todd Hughes.
And I'm Cameron Gray.
Joining us today on the show is a man, oh, from the Big Apple.
The Apple. Yes, sirree. The city that never sleeps.
A guy named Josh is on the telephone. And did you get him, Robbie Bobby Boo?
Yeah, he's there.
Hello, Josh.
Hi.
Hi, Josh.
We're going to talk knitting right now.
Yes.
We're very excited about knitting.
Good.
You have a website called knitnewyork.com. First off, welcome to Way Out There. Thank you for being our guest on the show. CBS Radio, the company that we work for, allows us to come on one day a week.
One day a week for our Way Out There show, and we're delighted to be here with you.
Well, I'm delighted to be here with you.
On Westwood One, you should know this, that we are proud to be members of the Brotherhood. I am in upper management at quite a few stations.
Would that mean that I'm not upper management, or would I be a subordinate? Is that what it would be? Would I be an underling? Is that what you're saying?
Are you my right-hand man?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I mean that the way it was intended.
That's why you're Michael Todd Hughes, and
that's
I'm
Cameron
Gray.
Gray. Cameron is also a member of the executive board here at CBS. Oh. You see, I'm the manager, and he's the program director.
This is true. Operations director.
Sorry, I keep forgetting your many promotions.
But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about knitting.
Well, I'll tell you, we love
it. And I know nothing about it.
And I know everything about it.
Have you knitted?
Of course.
Would you go to a knitting night?
Yes, I would.
Can you be a beginner, Josh?
You can be a beginner.
Oh!
Now, I could tell you why, Josh, but why don't you tell our audience, and welcome to Way Out There with Michael Hughes and Cameron Gray, why don't you tell our audience why you think men, even straight men, enjoy knitting?
You know, as someone said to us, it's the new yoga.
The new yoga, so you're saying it's extremely relaxing?
It's extremely relaxing. It's kind of like meditation, mm-hmm. You know, and it's...
Here's a little joke, Josh, but I bet knitting can improve your flexibility.
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
You're a Randy one.
I know, I'm just a kidder. But it does relax you, is that fine?
It is very relaxing, yes. You know, and it's great just to sit there with, you know...
Now, listen... Let me just stop you. I'm reading the press release. I realize that I should do this before we get on the air. I'm sorry. It's the way that I broadcast. I'm like a silly willy when we go on the air. A cosmetic salesman from a nearby store offers samples of avocado moisturizer along with skincare tips while you're knitting. Is this true? Does this happen in your bar, in your nightclub?
Well, we're not a nightclub, but...
It's heaven on earth.
Well, actually,
are you kidding me to go in and be able to get a nice avocado moisturizer and do my knitting?
Yeah, it is true.
Slice me off a piece of that.
How long does it take to knit a sweater?
That's like asking me how long it takes you to read a book.
Okay, so it varies.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a 50-year-old pop?
Same kind of question, right? Yeah. Nobody can answer that question.
128 licks.
You counted!
You made me.
With me, that's impressive. It was 232. But...
Oh, my. let's give him a round of applause.
You know, we've got a cutie patootie on the phone. Hey, it's time for our station break.
That's right.
It's the top of the hour here. On the East Coast, 6 o'clock is noon out on the West. 3 out on the West Coast, I'm sorry.
Don't forget, coming up at 7 p.m., it's Weed, Whites, and Wine with your host, Mr. Joe Ardinger.
You're listening to Way Out There on Westwood One. This is Michael Todd Hughes.
And I'm Cameron Gray.
We're having a very entertaining yarn told to us by Josh, who runs knitnewyork.com.
How long does it last? Is it once a week? Twice a week? How many times?
It is once a week. I teach a class for beginners from 7:30 to 9 every Friday. Starting at 9, boys' night begins.
If I'm just a beginner, how long could it take for me to learn to knit?
Give me an hour of your time.
Oh, that is exciting. Which is better, crocheting or knitting?
I'm a knitter, so I...
A knitter. I want to be a knitter, too.
And oh, well, you should hop in.
Hey, I've got a great slogan. Are
Don't
you ready?
Don't be a quitter.
Okay. That's right. Don't be a quitter. Thanks. All right. Eager Beaver, you are so energetic today. Really.
Well,
be a knitter,
why?
Not a quitter.
You know why? I had a nice big glass of my protein juice before we came on the air
today. Fantastic.
I should say. Somebody else's protein juice.
Yes, I know.
It was left in the refrigerator. I'm not really sure.
There he is.
I'm not sure.
Always walking the line. You are walking the line today.
I'm not sure whose energy juice it was that I was drinking.
But you're feeling supercharged today.
God, I am.
Very, very exciting. So, can anybody get into knitting night?
Well, after 9 o'clock, only guys, no women.
Only guys, but before 9 o'clock, women can come in?
Before 9 o'clock, you know.
What do? Do you kick them all out at 9 o'clock?
We do. We say no uteri allowed.
No uteri.
They need to leave.
No uteri.
Do you think Oscar will love Brokeback Mountain?
I hope he does.
Yes, I do.
Because Oscar loves Brokeback Mountain.
What is the ratio? Come on, Josh. You know we got to give you that question. What's the ratio, Gate? It's great at your knitting night.
It's about 60 to 40.
60, 40. That's amazing.
RFI winning, I hope.
Yes.
That's so nice to hear.
Sounds like an even split.
Well, let's not talk about what you like, Cameron.
I understand.
Because, you know.
I'm just loaded with so many questions about knitting.
I've got so many questions. I have everything
how
to do
how long
except
are you,
knitting.
Josh, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How long are your needles?
How long are my needles?
Yes.
You know, they vary in size, but the ones I like to use are 24-inch.
Oh, wow. Imagine what we could do with a 24-inch needle.
Very exciting.
Boy, and a big knitting needle.
How big is this getting? Is this getting bigger and bigger every week?
It is. You know, like two weeks ago, I had about 40 people in the store. Last week, it was a good, like, 25 to 30.
Well, I certainly hope people from Washington, D.C. can drive up. Can anybody come in from out of state?
Anybody can come in. We welcome out, you know, we welcome.
What about somebody from Rochester? You know, there are pockets of proud gay men like ourselves. And we get a call sometimes from oppressed listeners in Rochester, where there's just all kinds of...
Not a particularly open-minded environment.
No, not very progressive. Would someone from Rochester, or they like calling it Crapchester, would someone from Crapchester be able to come up and get into this event in the Big Apple?
Yes.
Wonderful. Sure. That is a positive answer. I've got a new slogan. Are you ready?
Yep.
Come and sit and knit a bit.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that marvelous?
Don't be such a twit.
And then I could say, oh, but I'd use the word we can't use on the radio.
Yep, me too.
Do you knit and purl?
I do knit and purl.
Oh, so do I.
Knit and purl.
Yep.
Like what's the best thing you've ever knitted, Josh?
I do sweaters.
Sweaters. Send us two.
Dreamy. I'm wearing Argyle socks right now.
Oh, did you knit them yourself, though?
I did not. No. You know, they're right off the rack.
You bought them.
That's right.
And they're not tacky at all. I think they're dreamy.
I knitted a CD Cozy once.
Oh.
I'm kidding about that, of course. I'm Michael Hughes.
And I'm Cameron Gray. The show is way out there. We're talking with Josh all about knitting.
Men's night, where beginners and experts get together.
60% gay, 40% straight, but everybody is learning to knit. It's a craze.
They have beer, and they have hot dogs, and they knit. Do you have O'Doul's?
What was that?
O'Doul's, the non-alcoholic brew.
It's BYOB, so if you want from non-alcohol, you can bring it.
Wonderful. Wow. Do you have to bring your own yarn?
You know, our store is a cafe and knit store, so, I mean, if you want to come in and pick out a new project.
Is the coffee free?
It could be.
Wonderful. That's good. Oh, you're being coy.
Something tells me that you will be able to get a free cup of coffee, Cameron.
I'm excited about it. I'm driving up this weekend.
And may I say, I bet you get some cream to put in that coffee.
You're very exciting.
If you have some extra protein juice in your refrigerator.
Oh.
Have we got a deer on the telephone?
We do indeed.
What a sweet guy he is.
What can we plug for you, Josh?
What was that?
Okay, would you like to offer a plug? A plug for your knitting night.
I would love to.
Go ahead.
How about a butt plug?
Hey.
Come on now.
I'm kidding, you bitches.
You're Michael Todd Hughes.
I'm your Cameron Gray. Stop it. What would you like to plug, really?
You know, just the store itself. We're at New York at 307 East 14th Street here in Manhattan in the East Village.
What night is knitting night?
Friday from 9 to whenever.
9 to whenever. What's the latest knitting night has ever gone?
2.
2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My fingers would be so stiff.
You're pretty much everybody else's by the time.
I like a loose knit. I don't know about you.
I don't know. You're the knitting expert, Michael.
You're darn right, Cameron. Listen, you are super. You're a sweetheart, Josh.
I think we're going to give Josh a round of applause for being the best guest on Way Out There that we've ever had.
Well, thank you.
You are super.
Good luck with Knit New York.
We want you to talk to Robbie Bobby Boo.
Okay.
And you know, he's friends with Rip Taylor. I don't want to drop names.
Yes, but he travels in very, very elite circles.
It's true.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, Robbie, we'll get your information. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks. Bye, Josh.
This is Michael Hughes.
And I'm Cameron Gray.
I really cannot take a practical joke.
I understand that.
Josh?
Come on and buzz a little.
Oh, that was not bad. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, he was very receptive, so to speak.
Now, Rob is on the phone.
All right, bye, then. Bye.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes it's just too easy.
I know.
Boy, I tell you. Yeah, we really had a natural exchange there with Josh. That's kind of the way it went.
Protein juice in the refrigerator. So many different beakers and jars and bottles. My goodness.
Wow.
Who says John Allville on it? Well, this tastes funny.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
You are on fire today.
He made it up.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz makes a good milkshake.
It always comes down to the protein with you, doesn't it?
Health first, Mike. Gotta think that way. Gotta think that way.
Of course.
Feeling stronger every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Michael Hughes.
And I'm Cameron Gray. I say that so loud.
Very important to note. Don't call us tonight being all pissed off about this, okay?
No, it's just a joke.
Oh.
Buzzy.
Yes.
Buzzy, buzzy, buzzy.
Hi.
What's in your news basket?
Tonight, is it warm in here or is that just the ozone? Bush says the darndest things, and the bigger the balls, the smaller the brain.
Stick around for that story.
Amen, brother.
I've always found that to be the case.
Mm-hmm. I found it to be the opposite. And delightfully so.
Really?
Where's Joe?
Oh.
Where's Joe? Where's G. Gordon Liddy?
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mistaken. Does big mean smart?
No, big means not as smart.
Oh, then Joe's gigantic.
Yes, sirree.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Notoriously Unco, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Buzz Birdley right now. Brought to you tonight by Frank's Red Hot Sauce. Yeah, Frank's Red Hot Sauce original and buffalo wing flavors. Take your weekend football party from the dull zone to the flavor zone with authentic buffalo wings, Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Whoa!
Perfect balance of flavor and heat.
Try it on cereal.
And now here's Gus. Hi, Gus.
Hi, Don and Mike. How did I get the name Gus, by the way?
I don't know, Guy.
I see. Okay. For years...
You don't like Gus?
I think it's fine. I was just curious. I like to know the background on these things.
Gus Burbank.
Uh-huh.
Gus Grissom.
Let that buzz have his time.
Sorry.
I think yesterday the news, one of the segments ended up being like a name game thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm king of the Gusses.
I think so.
All right, Gus Farad. See what's happened?
The time killer. I know. I'm sorry, Buzz.
It's the Gus.
I'm sorry, Gus.
Gus Burbank, I win.
All right, then.
The king of the Gusses.
Settled.
I'm sorry.
And now here is Gus.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Excuse me. Here's Fred.
For
McMurray.
Years.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Just kidding.
For years, we've chuckled at Don's theory that the more endowed a guy is down there, the less endowed he is up here in the brain.
That's why God has given retards genitals that are gigantic.
Don may be onto something. A new study seems to back up this theory. And
when you say something like that, and then he says something like that.
Yeah.
You may be onto something, retard. Matt Dillon.
This theory not only backs that up, but goes on to say that the sluttier the females, the dumber the males. In species of bats in which the females are promiscuous, the male bats have bigger testicles and smaller brains. among the species of bats that don't sleep around, the males...
They're like bat balls, Robin.
The males have smaller testes and bigger brains.
Of course, Bruce.
Quoting a biologist in Syracuse, it turns out size does matter.
Holy heart failure!
A British scientist agrees, saying bats invest an enormous amount in testes, and the investment has to come from somewhere. There are no free lunches. Scientists have found the same to be true among gorillas. Can mankind be far behind?
Holy mashed potatoes.
When you average worldwide...
Holy nightmare.
We've got like 8,000 of these.
Holy Las Vegas.
You know,
this is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce, and Batman and Adam West, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mirren.
Holy ball and chain!
You have to be careful with bats, Buzz.
Yes, why?
They will fly into your hair and legs, and you will go crazy.
No,
you are afraid of bats. Holy pussy.
Bats are our friends.
He's bat-phobic.
Holy fruit salad.
When you average worldwide temperatures, 2005 was the warmest year on record since we started keeping records in the 1890s. This, according to NASA...
2005 found guilty of being hot!
According to NASA, which also says it was unusually warm in the Arctic last year, and that we accomplished all of this without an El Nino.
Those are just environmental wackos. Duh.
Some scientists believe the Earth is warmer now than it's been in the last million years.
The day after tomorrow.
How would we know exactly? Who, besides you,
well,
who's been here a million years,
you see,
Gus?
That's the part they don't know for a fact. The part about the million years, that's strictly an estimate.
But I believe it because it was pretty warm in 2005, and whenever you talk to him about, you know, the Crusades or the Roman Empire,
right?
He always cold.
Man, that's cold.
Not anymore. Not anymore. And you brought him up. Who do we blame for this global warming?
Yes.
Six former heads of the Environmental Protection Agency, five of them Republicans, blame Bush.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
The six former EPA chiefs got together last week to accuse the current president of ignoring our changing climate and the environmental damage that's causing the change. Quoting the EPA guy for Nixon and Reagan, we need leadership, and I don't think we're getting it. End quote.
Are you ready for some football?
The White House got 48 hours advance warning about Hurricane Katrina's potential for damage. 48 hours notice. That warning included a lot of details about levees bursting, widespread flooding, and massive death and destruction. The warning went by email to the White House Situation Room.
I drove my Chevy down there, and it was amazing.
It was dry at the time?
It was dry. Yeah, very dry.
The warning even spoke of the financial impact. Jobs lost, businesses shut down, and basic utilities gone. It warned of the impact on emergency workers like police, firefighters, and paramedics. The warning, the White House got 48 hours in advance of Katrina, even came with pictures from a government mock-up of a disaster this size in case words prove too difficult. Quoting the president, after Katrina had struck, I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
Ha ha!
I'll bring the tarp, you'll bring the feathers. Maybe that's why the White House does not plan...
Wow, Buzz.
What?
You know what?
He's revved up today.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, I'm just getting started.
Someday you're going to be in an alley with me.
I know.
And some guy's just going to be ready to just beat the crap out of me, and I'm just going to say, he loves Bush. He loves President Bush, and you're going to see Buzz turn into a fighting karate machine.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's got this whole rap that he's the lover, not the fighter, and that he's the cool. I mean, look at him today. He's wearing his Sprockets clothes again today.
He's a pit bull. He's relentless.
Well, I'm strappy.
Yeah, but what I think is beneath that soft interior.
Yeah, every day
he's got his eyes on the prize.
It's like a knuckle sandwich for the fabulous 43rd president of the United States.
Absolutely. So this situation that we know about, the White House getting the advance warning. Now you got me shaken.
But he's on the see. He's not diverting from
it. He's on point.
All I'm saying is maybe this is why the White House does not plan to release the documents we still haven't seen regarding Hurricane Katrina.
You ever thought about just going down there?
That's a bad idea.
And just punching him one?
No, see, that's not allowed.
See, now you're not allowed to do that.
Okay, yeah. How about an open-faced slap?
No.
You're not allowed to talk about doing that either. You know,
not even with permission. No. I wouldn't do that.
How about if you just go down and you just stood in the front yard and just looked at him?
He wouldn't be able to get over the fence.
I've done that, but I find this to be more effective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he ain't listening to this.
Well, that's true, but some people might be.
So you say. I mean, you really want to make your point, Buzz. I mean,
the White House is also refusing to make available senior officials to testify under oath about what didn't happen around Katrina.
Would you get in trouble if you said him crazy letters with your return name and address on them?
Yeah, see, that's a bad idea. I really think this is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe word will get back.
Okay.
The Bush administration is citing violating the confidentiality of the executive branch communications. Former FEMA weasel Mike Brown says he's been told by lawyers not to say whether he spoke with the president or Dick Cheney about the disaster.
It's just, it's so hard to get Buzz really worked up about something, get him mad. All you got to do is say, it's time for the news now.
Right.
Oh, here,
man.
You go. Let me out.
Let me at him.
It's like a bull and a bull rider. You know, let him go. Let him out of the gate.
In Nixon's day, they called this stonewalling. The White House also announced this week. Oh. I did that. I got excited. White House also announced this week.
What happened? What'd you do?
It won't. I think that might have been White House interference.
He was pounding his fist.
The White House also announced this week it will not support a bill to help fund the rebuilding of Louisiana. There's a dangerous game of posturing, meanwhile, going on in the Middle East. Iran, already backed into a corner over its plans to forge ahead with nuclear weapons, has... What?
I am all for good posture.
Well, it's very important to your health.
Stand up straight, shoulders back, chest out.
Makes a good impression.
There you go. Anyway, so yeah, Buzz, now that I'm standing at attention.
As we mentioned, Iran has threatened to cut off a big part of the world's oil supply. Iran is also staging a war of words with Israel, and Israel's threatened to bomb Iran's nuclear facility.
I think we should cut off contact with all countries that have the letter I in them.
Not be a plan.
Not even that. Because
Scandinavia.
First, I was thinking just countries that start with I.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, just start
you
with
had,
I.
Uh-huh. You had Iraq, Iran,
Israel.
And Israel. You know, and then okay, well, India. Well, uh-huh. Besides their ink, I mean, we can make our own ink, right?
Iman,
Istanbul. Mm-hmm. Who needs them, right?
Right. Istanbul. Is not a state.
No,
it's not a country.
City.
Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland
would have to go.
I'm out.
Screw Ireland.
I'm out.
Iran's president, like a bully looking for a fight, has said the slaughter of 6 million Jews by the Nazis is a myth and that Israel should be wiped off the map. And now, just to taunt the rest of the world, Iran says it'll sponsor a Holocaust conference to examine alleged scientific evidence that the Holocaust really wasn't one. This could turn ugly, and our troops are in the country that ends with Q.
Just mark my words. Any country that's got the letter I in it,
uh-huh.
We should just say to them, it's your own beeswax. You know, we'll mind our beeswax.
I see what you're saying.
If you mind your beeswax.
Well, that means I can still go over there and go to a pub, right?
Right, but here's the problem now.
What?
There is no, it's almost like there is no I in team. There is no I in South Korea. There is no I in North Korea.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah,
hey, that's the problem.
You're sneaky that way.
We're going to need a different rule.
Let's mm-hmm. call them Kariah.
We might not win the war in Iraq, and that doesn't come from Kerry or Kennedy. It doesn't even come from McCain or Murtha. It comes from a study done for the Pentagon. The study was written by a retired Army officer. He says the Army is unable to supply troops long enough to break the back of the insurgency. He says the real reason the president's cutting the number of troops in Iraq now is because of a realization that the Army is overextended.
You know what I think, Don?
What, Mike?
I think things are really bogus right now.
Yeah.
But they've been bogus for a long time.
True.
And, like, the longer they stay bogus, mm-hmm. the more we tolerate it being bogus because we don't even notice how really bogus it is.
Exactly.
Go to the prom, Mrs. Spicoli.
Thanks, Mr. Ab.
This former officer hired by the Pentagon to make this study calls the Iraq-burdened army a thin green line. He says if we don't stop spreading the army so thinly, it will break.
There's a thin green line in this studio, but I think it's someone who has a health problem.
Really biological, I think. Yeah.
It's a thin green line.
In the interest of airport security, please hand over your financial records. That's our story when we come back.
Goody. The feel-good newscast will
That's
continue.
Right. God, you know,
hold your heads up, ladies and gentlemen.
Give me something better to work with.
Hey, come on. I, for one, think that every day, you know, I don't tell Buzz how to do his job. He's a professional.
Mm-hmm.
He really does run the news department. It's under his jurisdiction.
Right.
Can I just ask?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still interested in this Nick and Jessica.
I understand.
Okay? Is it too much? Just throw me some Nick and Jessica news.
I started with balls.
Touche. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
They have an eye for the unexpected. Don and Mike.
All right, round two.
Yes.
Here he is.
Man.
Here is Greg Burbank. Hi, Greg.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, your point is well taken, a well-made point, I think. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. So here's my plan. I'm going to pepper the following segment. To make it more palatable, I'm going to pepper it with showbiz nuggets.
Okay.
All right? In fact, I'll just give you a little sample now. Brooke Shields has announced that she's expecting her second baby girl. And if you remember last time, she had the postpartum depression,
right.
Took the pills for it, got some heat from Tom Cruise. I'm just warning you, there's going to be some kind of fist fight between Brooke Shields and Tom Cruise.
Now, that's good peppering.
All right,
so far.
And I have more, but let me weasel this in. Remember, the government's not spying on innocent Americans, as has been so widely reported. Instead, the government is, as the president put it yesterday, doing terrorist surveillance. He also says it's all perfectly legal. He proved his point by saying, if I wanted to break the law, why was I briefing Congress? Yes, if anyone knows about breaking the law, that would be Congress. But even some of Bush's biggest Republican supporters have taken issue with his claim of this spying being legal. So this week, the president went to Kansas, a state that has redefined science, to sell his argument that it is terrorist surveillance. In other news, still no Osama bin Laden.
Do you know what I think about all this?
What?
But if we're actually spying, nobody should know about it.
That's
there
right.
shouldn't be a
not
debate.
Very good spying.
It shouldn't
it?
Be. It's no.
No.
If we're spying and we're doing surveillance, why is there a debate about it? I mean, if you're doing it the right way,
are stating the obvious.
God,
we know that they know.
Sure.
That we know.
Like spy versus spy.
Right.
Mad Magazine.
An apparently crazed fan has been sending fake anthrax to Drew Barrymore. He has been apprehended.
That's
Joe.
Why.
Joe.
Is that why her?
Joe.
Breasts look the way they
Joe,
did.
That's right. She'd been rubbing the anthrax on her breasts.
I'm causing them to go down to her elbows.
Yes. Joe.
Think about that for
Joe.
A
minute.
I knew it.
Karl Rove says that to criticize the president's decision to spy on Americans puts the nation at risk.
Of course it does.
We just say we spent...
Hello, Don.
Hi, Carl.
How are you?
We spent a very small time on Drew Barrymore's big boobs,
yeah.
but we're going right back to
that's
that.
Right.
How you doing, Dr. Evil?
I'm fine. There is no need to go immediately to the Karl Rove story. Continue to pepper with show business news. Tell me more about Brooke Shields.
I know you'd love that, Carl, but Rove's...
Features of the night, what beautiful music they make.
Rove's comments coincided with bin Laden's latest threat to attack the U.S. again. The fear factor has always worked before, but some lawmakers from both parties are ignoring the warning and pressing ahead. Republican names like John McCain and Arlen Specter start their hearings on this subject February 6th.
I am untouchable. Feed them Scooter Libby.
Survivor's Richard Hatch has been convicted of tax evasion charges and has been taken into custody.
Homo.
He's going away for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And there are rumblings on Capitol Hill about impeaching Bush over his warrantless eavesdropping.
Buzz.
I'm sorry?
I appreciate this. I love the fact that you're trying to appease me.
Peppering.
And maybe peppering. Your audience by Barry peppering this.
Trying to make it palatable.
Julius peppering this and the doctor peppering this.
Yes.
Sergeant.
Claude.
Oh,
I'm still
one.
Two ahead, though. And he already had Sergeant.
Doctor.
I had it.
Sultan.
And Diet.
Oh, Diet.
Yeah. Diet, not right. Pepper.
You're king of the peppers. You are.
Yeah.
You are king of the peppers.
You didn't even say policewoman.
Oh, Pepper.
Yeah. Pepper. What was her name? Pepper.
Angie Dickinson.
Pepper Hot.
Pepper. What was the name of the show that was like Pepper? What was her last name?
I don't remember, but she was Pepper.
Buzz?
Yes.
What did you talk about before you just talked about the last serious thing you were talking about?
Impeaching the president.
No.
Serious. Before that, just about Drew Barrymore's and the anthrax?
No. Then
before
went on
that,
something
Brooke
else.
Shields I
no,
had?
No. Go forward on your list. Past Drew Barrymore.
It was right after anthrax.
Huh. I don't know.
Well, hold on. You said something.
I'm working from notes here. This is a last minute. This was an audible, I call.
But you didn't. But you said something. God damn it. I wish I could remember.
About Karl Rove? Something serious?
So it was after him. It was like you threw something in that was light.
Richard Hatch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mark that off my list. That's the problem.
Sergeant Pepper Anderson.
Pepper Anderson. Okay.
Yeah. Important to note that Richard Hatch's defense on this thing was he said that the people from CBS told him that they would pay the taxes on the $1 million that he won if he would keep quiet about all the cheating that went on during Survivor.
Really?
And I saw on TV this morning they were interviewing and they said, like, what kind of cheating? And he said, well, not the kind that would really change the game, but you'd be surprised, at least in the season of Survivor that he was on.
Mm-hmm.
This is Richard Hatch, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, he's a scumbag.
How many power bar rappers that were sitting around? Like all those
like people who were eating?
All those times that they were supposed to be starving and stuff.
They throw him some food?
Yeah. And
that sucks, though. I mean, he's got kind of a point there.
He's intimating that every single episode.
I think they've since corrected it.
He's maintaining it even on the current episodes.
Oh, man.
On the new run of Survivor.
Not based on the way they looked in the last Survivor.
And listen, what is up with them, like, sending people to Skull Island now? I mean,
I know.
It's like, that's really the first sign that the show's starting to crumble, right?
Yeah, it is the first sign the show's starting to crumble. They're trying to keep it fresh, where they're going to, like, put them on an isolated island where it's just a solo survivor.
Yeah, when you got to dick around like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Buzz, that's what I wanted to mention.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Hatch, Dick Hatch.
And, by the way, the White House refusing to release any photographs of the president with Richard Hatch.
And his dad, Orrin, is just upset as can be.
He's so embarrassed because, you know, he's such a dignified American to have his son have this happen.
Well, first off, he hates having a faggot for a son. I mean, he's Orrin Hatch.
Very, very difficult.
Haven't you heard him on the Senate floor refer to my faggot son?
He's not an open-minded man.
I'm Orrin Hatch from Utah. Maybe you've seen my faggot son.
Oh, God.
They dropped those the twins, Daryl and Terrell, from American Idol because of that whole car scam thing.
Oh, so they dropped him. Yeah. One of them was in jail anyway.
Thought
right?
You'd like to know.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, a story that uses the phrase fur-lined underpants.
and just let me say,
uh-huh.
For the record,
yes?
Garcon, thank you.
Certainly. You're welcome.
I couldn't think of another word that started with G.
Anything.
Excellent job, Greg.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Breathe. You know what? This is crap.
Breathe.
FM. You drunk?
106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've been drinking today.
WJFK.
Not yet.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Mm-hmm. Really, the time has just blown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
You are in denial.
Try to understand. Try to understand. Try to understand. They are magic men. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months. You are drunk at a tissue level.
Right.
Mike's going out tonight.
Ah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donovan.
I mean, excuse me. Hi, Gary.
Get it right.
Gary.
Finally, some of you have worried that we're losing too many freedoms in this country, but I say no, and I offer evidence.
Okay.
In Newark, New Jersey, a male high school senior has won the right to wear skirts to school. He felt he needed this freedom when the school banned shorts. The dress code says skirts are okay. By law, school rules cannot discriminate based on sex.
Sure.
Once the school superintendent was reminded of this, 17-year-old Mike Caviello was again free to feel the breeze on his knees.
Hello.
But wardrobe oppression continues in Eastern Europe. Fur-lined underpants have just been outlawed in Uzbekistan. Officials say that with its willowy softness against your genitals, it's just too sexy.
No.
I'm Gary Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
no. Nah.
Right, that's it. We got to fly. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Good day to you, G.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, good day to you, sir.
Good night.
And you.
Boy, have I got
a... I mean, good night.
What?
I've got a busy night.
Why, what?
I've got to go to the blind school in Mankato.
I'm going to my laughing place.
Mike's going to get really drunk tonight.
No.
Yeah.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.